KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Plotline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
If you're in the market for a new home, you might think that real estate agents are just for the seller.
But buyers with real estate agents are smart shoppers, and the seller pays the commission.
But buyers beware. Before you choose an agent, read our story. Choose agent carefully before buying a house when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
Money Pit is presented by Hart Tools, available exclusively at Walmart. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you get ready for your spring home improvement projects. Gosh, we've waited so long for this weather to turn around again, and now it's starting to get warm. I can't wait to get outside. I'm sure you can't wait to get outside, Leslie. And you at home, if you've got a project you'd like to get done outside or inside, we'll make a special exception. We would love to help. Help yourself first by picking up the phone and calling us with those questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post that question at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, you know, thanks in part to the pandemic, more people are taking on DIY projects around the home than ever before. And in fact, one study showed that of those that did a project last year, 84% are considering taking on an even tougher one this year. So we're going to share tips on a tool system that can help you get there with a reliable battering system that works on dozens of power and lawn and garden tools.
And we're going to look ahead to spring projects. Do you enjoy hanging out in your backyard, but maybe you're thinking you need a bit more privacy? You know, we all spent a lot of time out in the yard last year, so I think we've noticed that maybe the neighbors have their eyes on us as well. So we're going to share some landscaping tips to create private backyard hideaways.
And one type of plumbing pipe is very easy to work with, and it can save you lots of money. That is, as long as the mice don't get to it first. We're going to tell you how to keep mice away from PEX pipe.
But first, we're here to help you with the projects you want to get done, from bathrooms to basements and demolition to decor. We're going to share expert tips to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence.
So help yourself first. Call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Heading to the northwest of Montana, where Dave is on the line. He's got a question about ceiling countertops. Well, how can we help you?
I have granite countertops myself, and I've talked to the people that install granite countertops around here, and they all say it's a rock. It doesn't need to be sealed, and they have no product that they'll sell me. I guess maybe they want to come into my house and do it themselves, but...
My experience, and Leslie, you can share yours, but my experience has been that granite does, in fact, need to be sealed, especially when foods like coffee or tomato sauce or things like that get spilled on them, because they stain. They absorb the colors of those stains. And so the sealant's on the granite, yeah, it's stone, but it doesn't mean it's not going to absorb whatever falls upon it. So, yeah, I think it does need to be sealed. And, sure, there's do-it-yourself sealing products, and there's professional sealing products, but it's definitely a surface that has to be sealed.
And they are supposed to be resealed. And the lighter the color, the more often they are supposed to be sealed. Granite is a harder surface than marble, so requires, like, a different type of sealant and a different sort of type of frequency to sealing. I don't do my granite countertops as often as I should. I've had them in the house 16 years. I've probably sealed them 3 times. I think the recommendation is every 2 to 3 years. And I notice little spots where it does, you know, chip out or the things where the sealant's wearing. But Tom's right. If it's a lighter color, you need to make sure that it remains sealed constantly because oil and sauces and wine will stain the heck out of it if it's not sealed properly.
I think the secret is to choose a granite top that looks like oil and sauces and wine, and then you're kind of covered, right?
Yeah, yeah. So is there something, some kind of a product that you recommend that has a certain additive or a certain chemical makeup that would be best to use? Because, I mean, I'm not going to pay these guys a lot of money to come out every couple of years. I've had it done, oh, 2 or 3 times in the last 10 years, yeah. And... So it tells me that it does need to be done if they're coming out to my place to do it.
So there are a number of commercial products that are perfect for do-it-yourselfers. One is called Granite Gold. Product's been around a long time. I don't know if what you've been using, Leslie. Have you done this yourself? Have you hired somebody to do it?
I know. I have the company that, you know, installed the granite all those years ago come and do it. And they always reprimand me for not doing it soon.
Of course, because they need the work. But
right.
You can be the judge of that. There's a lot of consumer products that are available that would do a fine job, if nothing else, for maintaining it before having it professionally done. I don't think there's anything to be lost by doing it yourself. You know, you could pick up a bottle of Granite Gold for like $20-25 and probably do your whole tops.
Well, I'll look into that.
All right. Well, listen, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us. It's a good question. A lot of folks are confused by that, so we're happy to address it.
Now we're taking a call from Luann, who's dealing with a flooring issue. What's going on?
Well, I had a hallway carpet when I moved here, but my cat got sick.
Uh-oh.
And he started peeing, over the carpet.
Okay.
So I removed the carpet.
Mm-hmm.
I washed the plywood floor, and then I painted it with kills.
Okay.
Which is supposed to kill the smell. Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Now my dog goes pee in one spot every night, and I'm going to have someone come in next week. They're putting down the, that plastic or whatever they put underneath, and I'm getting hardwood.
Okay. So you're kind of a glutton for punishment here. You keep improving the floors, and the pets keep ruining them on you. Here's what I would do. I would take up the old floor, and I would prime the subfloor again, just because this is the time to do that.
Okay.
I did it right the first time. I just think you should do it again, because this way, if there's anything left over from the pets, this will help to seal it in, and it won't be nearly as bad as if you didn't do it. So before that new floor goes down, I think it's a smart idea to prime the old floor again. I would use – Kills was a fine product. I would – if you had a choice, I would use the oil-based or the solvent-based version of that, because it comes latex and it comes solvent-based. The solvent-based is a little tougher and gives you a better seal than the water-based.
Well, to be honest, it was the oil base. I
oh,
didn't
good.
Know it.
Well, you made the right decision.
It was winter,
then.
And I'm putting it on.
Yeah, that's a good idea. If you have a problem with a pet like that, is to prime that surface, because it does get saturated, and it's the best way to seal it in permanently. So good luck with that project, Luann. And maybe we need to do a little work training the pets, right?
Oh, well, thank you two so very much.
You're welcome.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on, because we're here to help you plan and save you money and spare you from all of the ordeals of snafus that happen along the way. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT.
And just ahead, did you DIY your way through the pandemic and ready to take on some tougher projects come spring? Well, it may then be time to upgrade your tools to do just that. We're going to share tips on a new battery system that works across dozens of lawn and garden as well as power tools next. Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com.
Hey, you know all the Deich Coatings DIY Realstone products we're always talking about? Well, they're now available at both Lowe's and Home Depot, including the amazing Spreadstone Countertop Refinishing Kit, the TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and the DieHard 100 Garage Floor Kit. Plus, Lowe's and Home Depot also carry Deich Coatings sealers, floor coatings, and wall finishings for both indoor and outdoor projects. Learn about all the Deich products for your DIY projects at DeichCoatings.com or look up Deich Coatings at Lowe's.com or HomeDepot.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com. Ready to take on a DIY project this spring but need a little cash and some advice to get it done? We've got both. Now through March 15th, we're partnering with BobVila.com to launch the $2,500 Money Pit Makeover. BobVila.com lends inspiration and nitty-gritty know-how to DIYers of every generation. And the Money Pit Home Improvement Podcast helps you create your best home ever. Enter our $2,500 Money Pit Makeover on BobVila.com for a chance to win one of five $500 Amazon gift cards and get your project done.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about a dollar a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about a dollar a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867. Better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, taking care of a home, really, it's a combination of love, pride, and sometimes heart-stopping fear. But if you join us on the Money Pit podcast, we promise to help you plan, save you money, and spare you the snafus.
Subscribe at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Taking a local call from Steve in New York, who's dealing with a heating question. What's going on?
I used to have a steam heat system in my house with the old radiators.
Okay.
My house is probably from the 1890s, and I was thinking about the radiators that have been removed, and I've been heating with, like, just a direct vent heat system, you know, one of them gas wall units. And I was thinking about trying to put forced air in that house, but I have no way to get through the, you know, the bottom of the first floor or to, like, the second floor because I have, like, soap plates in the wall. I was wondering if you got any ideas what I can do for a heat system instead of putting steam back in here, because I'd like to put central air in the house, too.
Right, so you want to have a ducted system that where you can have heat
right.
And air. And you say that you used to have these steam radiators, but you took those out. That's kind of a shame, because steam radiators and steam heat in general is a pretty warm and wonderful way to heat a house.
Well, I still have the radiators downstairs, and I could put them back in. That was my other question, too. Should I just go back to the steam radiators and the steam boiler and just forget the air condition?
To restore the steam heating system, you would have the benefit of warm, moist, and comfortable heat in the winter. Your air conditioning system would be a separate ducted system. Now, there's two ways to do this. You can use a traditional ducting system, which would run in through your walls, or you say it's difficult because of the way the walls are constructed now. But in some cases, I know I have a house that's a little bit older than yours, and when I put in air conditioning, we were able to run them ducts in closets and places like that, so they weren't quite so obvious without going through the walls itself. But there's another system I'd like you to look into called Space Pack, spelled P-A-K, S-P-A-C-P-A-K.com, spacepack.com. This is a system that is a high-velocity, low-volume design. So the ducts of a Space Pack system are only like 3.5-inch or so tubes, and they can be inside wall and floor cavities very easily. You don't have to have the big ducts, and what they do is they move air through at a faster speed. That's why they're called high velocity, and they still do a great job of cooling the place. So that's another option for you in terms of getting air conditioning, but again, it's a separate system than the heating system that you have now. And of course, the third option is just to go with ducts all the way, and putting in a forced air system won't be as comfortable as the hot water, but it would be less expensive than two systems. But you're going to have to find a very talented HVAC contractor that understands this is an old historic home, and he can't just go tearing things wide open. He's got to be creative and strategic about how he gets the ducts into each place in the house.
Do you recommend a baseboard electric heat at all?
No, it will cost you an arm and a leg, especially in New York.
Yeah.
The very most expensive way to heat a house.
Okay, I thought the electric baseboard came down in price, but I guess I'm wrong on that.
It's not the baseboard that comes down in price. The equipment is cheap. It's electricity
that
costs you.
I thought they were cheaper to run today, but I guess I'm wrong.
Yeah. No. All right, Steve, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Yeah, thanks. Bye.
You know, thanks in part to the pandemic, more people are taking on DIY projects around the house than ever before. And a recent study done by Axiom showed that of those that did a project in 2020, 84% are considering more difficult home improvement projects this year.
Yeah, so if that sounds like your household, you might be feeling like it's time to start investing in reliable tools to get those projects done. And that's why we want to talk with you a bit about the 20-volt line of HART tools that's available now at Walmart. You know, when you're considering power tools, it is really smart to select a line of tools that shares the same battery platform, because no matter which tool you use, the batteries are interchangeable.
So whether you need a drill, a saw, an impact driver, or a string trimmer, before you shop for the tool, choosing the best battery platform to power those tools means that you'll always have a convenient source of reliable power to get those jobs done.
Yeah, and that's what you'll find with the HART 20-volt system. HART's battery compatibility is the key here because it allows all your 20-volt batteries to work with all your 20-volt tools, and that includes power tools, lawn and garden, automotive, and even lifestyle products. And the batteries are basically what puts the power in power tools. They're compact, they're lightweight, they're powerful, and they're versatile enough to power HART's entire 20-volt collection of tools.
So before your next DIY project, check out the HART 20-volt system and the dozens of tools that they power. When it comes to DIY, HART powers your projects and your lifestyle. Now, HART tools are available exclusively at Walmart, offering a complete line of tools, accessories, and DIY solutions for you to easily tackle any project.
Do it with HART. Learn more at harttools.com.
All right, heading out to Vegas. We've got Mary on the line. What's going on at your money pit?
I can't believe how much money I'm spending on my house to maintain it.
Okay.
I would never get that out of a sales, or would I?
Well, it depends. What's going on right now that you're trying to deal with?
I need to put a new roof on my house.
Okay.
I was basically given the choice by a roofer of using ice and snow paper.
Mm-hmm.
The water and ice.
It's called ice and water shield. Uh-huh.
There was the 15-pound tar paper. That's no good. 30-pound tar paper.
Uh-huh.
Or rubber.
Okay. First of all, what kind of roof do you have? Is it, what kind of material?
It's Mexican tiles.
It's tiles, okay. And why are you getting a new roof? Have the tiles deteriorated?
They've been blowing off.
They've been blowing off. Okay. They've been blowing off in such numbers that replacing the roof is the only option. I know that there's more repair here than you want to. Because the reason I'm asking you these questions is I'm trying to make sure that the guy's not just selling you a roof that you really don't need. Because if the tiles are blowing off, then it sounds like they need repair. They may not need replacement. In terms of the question, it concerns me because the options that they're giving you, I'm sure they're attaching enormously different price tags associated with them, and all of them are not really that much difference in terms of what the cost would be. First of all, ice and water shield would be rare to use in an environment like Nevada because it's more common in the north, and what it does is it stops icicles from forming and well, it doesn't stop from forming. If icicles do form and you get a backup of melted snow going back up under the tile, then it will stop it from leaking into the house. But in your environment, that's pretty rare. Secondly, the difference between 30-pound felt and 15-pound felt is not very much in terms of expense. And that's just the tar paper that goes underneath the shingles. More to the point is, what kind of roof shingles are we going to put on this place? Are we going to put new tile back on, or are we going to go with like an asphalt shingle? And you can have asphalt shingles today that actually are styled to look like the tile that you had now, and if they're installed properly, they actually look pretty darn good. So those are the kinds of options that I would be concerned about.
Asphalt tiles?
No, asphalt shingles. That's a standard roof shingle, but if you look, there's a type of shingle called a dimensional shingle that looks a lot like the old ceramic tile that you're going to be removing. It has that same clay color to it, and the way it's built, it has an edge that creates like a shadow line that gives you the visual appearance of depth. That's another option for you. So I would start with this. First of all, reevaluate why you want to replace this roof. The fact that you've got roof tiles that are blowing off, those ought to be repairable, and it wouldn't necessarily call for a whole new roof. If you are going to replace the roof, then you have some different options, which would be more to the point of what's going to go on the sort of the top facing side and not what's underneath it. Because I don't think the expense of ice and water shield or 30-pound or 50-pound asphalt tar paper is going to make a big difference in the overall job that has to be done. It's mostly labor, and a small part of that is materials. So I would proceed by determining if you really want to tear off that whole tile roof, because in most cases, those tile roofs can last indefinitely if they're well maintained.
I understand. So you're saying that ice and water is not...
Not typical for Las Vegas, yes. I mean, how much winter snow do you get?
Well, when it rains, I don't want it to leak.
The ice and water shield is not what stops the whole roof from leaking. Now, there are some cases, like in communities where hurricanes are common, like down, like say in Miami, where they cover the entire roof with ice and water shield. But in the other 99.9% of the country, ice and water shield is only used at the roof edge. And the design, it's designed to stop ice dams. The only reason they use it in communities like Miami is because if you were to have a hurricane that blew off large sections of your roof shingles, the house could remain watertight for some period of time and hopefully give you a chance to replace the roof before it starts to leak.
Okay, how about the rubber base?
Well, I'm not quite sure what kind of rubber roofing you're talking about. But typically rubber roofs are used on flat roofs, and I'm sure if you have a tile roof, it's not flat.
Oh, I want it waterproof.
Well, but a tile roof should be waterproof. The waterproofing is not in the underlayment as much as it's in the surface shingle that you choose. I would talk to some more roofers because I don't think you're getting the full opportunity here to understand the options. It sounds like they're trying to dazzle you with the details, Leslie, but I don't think she's getting the full scope here. So I would try to get some more estimates. All right, I hope that helps, and good luck with that project. If you have more questions, give us a call back.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Give us a call anytime, 24/7, with your home repair or your home improvement question at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Up next, 48% of home buyers are looking for this one item in a potential home purchase. We're going to tell you what it is when the Money Pit continues.
You live in the Money Pit.
Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
My name is Kathleen, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Money
good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, if you guys need a little cash to take on some spring projects, you got one more week now to enter the $2,500 Money Pit Makeover on BobVila.com. We partnered with the team at Bob Vila because, let's face it, Bob's been lending inspiration and nitty-gritty know-how to DIYers of every generation, and the Money Pit podcast does help you create your best home ever. It's been a great fit for us, and we hope that through this experience, we're able to put in your hands one of five $500 Amazon gift cards to get your project done. So enter now at BobVila.com, the $2,500 Money Pit Makeover.
Now we've got Steve from Arkansas on the line. How can we help you?
A water heater. We got, you know, just a regular old-fashioned kind that they've made for years. It's, when we moved in 96, it was there, and we're still here. And this thing that's supposed to go out in 15 years is still working fine. But it's in a, you know, the downstairs is a complete second floor, basement style, underground with concrete walls. And I didn't want it to blow up or anything because I've even heard that they blow it through the roof, which in my case would be the living room door floor where my wife would be when I'd be popping up through the floor. Do I need to get in there and replace it and quit waiting on it to happen?
Well, first of all, is it a gas water heater or electric? What do you got?
Gas.
I think that that machine has served that home well for you and the prior owner. And if it was me, I would definitely upgrade it. I would replace it because why take a chance? It's of that age where it's probably going to leak at some point and you don't need that kind of a mess and emergency to deal with. So I would definitely recommend that you replace it. New water heaters today are more efficient too. You could also consider a tankless water heater if you chose. So you have options now.
We're not worried too much about the cost. We just wondered how long did these things last? Because I've only heard 15 years, and we just can't get over how long this was lasting.
I see the warranties on water heaters anywhere from, I think, 5, 10, or 15 years. So when you get a water heater that's 25, 26 years old, I think it's high time to replace it.
I know. Well, I thought maybe it might be a good one. If it's lasted this long, I'd be afraid to replace it. You know, the new one might not be as well. You know, no guarantees in life.
That's right, Steve. Good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us.
Well, enjoying a relaxing afternoon in your own backyard really is one of the best parts of being a homeowner. But have you ever felt that maybe your neighbors are getting an eyeful every single time you're out there? If you do feel that way, it's a good idea to create a more private area.
Yeah, and not only is it great for you, it adds value to your home because a new survey of real estate agents found that 48% of homebuyers are looking for homes with privacy hedges. And there's lots of very natural ways to do that with screening options that both look great and take you out of the public eye.
Yeah, and I think when homeowners think about privacy screening, they assume that you need a fence to get that project done. But there are a lot of natural ways that you can do that. And they do sometimes, I feel, a better job than a fence itself. Now, a line of evergreen trees or even arborvitae, they can provide year-round seclusion even better than a fence can because there's no municipal restrictions on how high that tree can grow. But if you were to put in a fence, they're going to tell you, oh, you can't go taller than 6 feet or whatever that village code is.
Yeah, and you got to get a permit, and you got to pay for the permit, and you got to get the inspection. So, yeah.
And then you get the ugly side.
That's right. You get the ugly side because you're required to have the good side face out. Luckily, trees don't have a bad side. They look great all the way around. You know, arborvitae is a good choice because it doesn't need pruning to keep its full shape from top to bottom, and it can handle a wide range of growing conditions. We recently replaced all our old hedges with a green giant arborvitae, and that variety we chose because it will not be eaten by deer. Our old bushes were getting decimated by deer, and boy, from the day we put them in, I see the deer walk up to them, and they're like, nah, I don't think so. They move on.
They're like, wait, what happened? This used to be our favorite spot to eat at. Now, you can also look into trees as an option, but if you've got power lines above your screen, you don't want to mess with trees that are so big that they'll end up growing into those wires. So you have to pay attention to their width at maturity. The spacing between the trunks when you plant them should equal mature width. While the ideal growing conditions vary by species, one thing about all these evergreens that they have in common is they love the sun. So you need to make sure that wherever they are in your yard, they get at least 6 hours of direct sunlight a day. And then you'll find that the foliage is going to remain full. It's going to keep the privacy intact. They're going to look beautifully green all year long.
Now, if you want to get a sense of privacy right away, select specimens that are at least 6 feet tall with green foliage and very moist root balls. They'll reach generally about 15 feet or more when they're mature, and they should be planted far enough apart so they'll be touching when they're fully grown. And trimming also helps determine what you plant. Now, if you want a natural wall of privacy, quickly go for the arborvitae over the evergreen trees. These can grow 1 to 2 feet each year, and they can be easily shaped into a nice, neat hedge, or they can be left to grow naturally to enjoy year-round.
Now we're heading to New Hampshire. Sarah's on the line. How can we help you?
I bought a seasonal home in Maine, so I can only be there 6 months out of the year because you need a ferry to get over there.
Oh, boy.
And I want to make sure I'm not getting mice during the year when I'm not there, the 6 months that I'm not
okay.
there.
All right.
So what's the best thing to do?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, don't store food where the mice can get to it. And that means, of course, not keeping things and ground level, making sure food is in sturdy containers if it is. If you have any small holes around the foundation perimeter, cracks in the foundation or space between the foundation and the siding, those are good to seal up. And you can do that just by sticking steel wool in the holes. Avoid creating nesting areas. So if you have like piles of firewood against the house or any kind of high brush, stuff like that is another reason for mice to kind of make themselves at home. And finally, I would put down some rodenticide, you know, some decon or a product like that, especially in the lower levels of the house. I don't know if you have a basement or a crawl space, but that's generally where the mice start. And then they will eat that and take it back to the nest, and that will take care of at least some of them. So I think it's just a process of good maintenance and not giving them an opportunity to have food there that they want to stay around longer for.
Well, unfortunately, the owner before me, all his wood is piled up underneath the porch, so I'm hoping that's not an attraction for them. And the other thing is he did insulate underneath the home, so I'm hoping that's a deterrent. I don't think they like the insulation. Is that correct?
No, actually, they love insulation. I've seen mice that will pull apart pieces of insulation to make a warm nest. Yeah, they're very energy efficient creatures. You know, they like their insulation. But I think it's good that they insulate the floor because it makes it much more comfortable for you. So those are the kinds of things. But I wouldn't worry about it unless you have a problem. And if it really gets bad, you can call a professional and they can deploy some additional tactics. Okay.
All righty. Well, thanks an awful lot. I appreciate your time.
All right. Enjoy that vacation home. Thanks for calling us.
I shall. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on because we'd love to lend you a hand in getting that project done. We're standing by 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Up next, one type of plumbing pipe might save you money. Well, as long as the mice don't get to it first, we're going to tell you what that is next.
You live in a money pit.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing, just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Hey, guys, you know all the Deich Coatings DIY real stone products we're always talking about? Well, now they're available online at both Lowe's and Home Depot, including the amazing Spreadstone Countertop Refinishing Kit, the TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and the DieHard 100 Garage Floor Kit. Plus, Lowe's and Home Depot also carry Deich Coatings sealers, floor coatings, and wall finishings for both indoor and outdoor projects. Learn about all the Deich products for your DIY projects at DeichCoatings.com or look up Deich Coatings at Lowe's.com or HomeDepot.com.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about a dollar a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
It's free at MoneyPit.com. You'll get tips for home decor, remodeling, and repair projects delivered every Friday morning, just in time for weekend projects. Plus, you'll be the first to hear about new tool giveaways, sweepstakes, and more. Join over 70,000 happy subscribers and sign up today at MoneyPit.com.
Ready to take on a DIY project this spring but need a little cash and some advice to get it done? We've got both. Now through March 15th, we're partnering with BobVila.com to launch the $2,500 Money Pit Makeover. BobVila.com lends inspiration and nitty-gritty know-how to DIYers of every generation. And the Money Pit Home Improvement Podcast helps you create your best home ever. Enter our $2,500 Money Pit Makeover on BobVila.com for a chance to win one of five $500 Amazon gift cards and get your project done.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, we know you love the Money Pit, and you're probably thinking, why can't I listen to it more? Well, you can, and you can listen when you want when you subscribe to the Money Pit podcast. You can get new episodes every Monday and Thursday, just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
You can subscribe right now at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Mike in Louisiana is on the line with a question about concrete. What's happening to it?
I have a crack in my foundation, and I was wondering what would be the best way to stop it.
So is this a basement foundation or a crawl space foundation? What's it look like?
I have on the slab. I don't have a nothing. It's just a crack in the concrete goes pretty much all the way across on one end of the house.
Okay, so is it the floor, or do you see it from the outside? Where are we seeing this?
Just in the floor. I just see it in the floor. I don't see it on the side. I've looked at it twice on the outside, and I haven't seen it.
All right, so that might not be part of the foundation, because when you have a slab-on-grade house, the floor area itself is actually not part of the foundation. Only the perimeter is. So that's a pretty standard crack repair. What you want to do is go to a home center and pick up a Quikrete, Quikrete, epoxy-based or patching compound. And that is something that you can apply to the crack. There's a number of different types of this. Some of it comes in a tube that you can apply with a caulk gun, and others you mix up. But it has to be a patching material because otherwise it won't stick to the old concrete. And then what you do is clean out that crack, you apply the patch, let it dry, and you're good to go.
Okay, I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks again for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you're building new or remodeling a home, one type of plumbing pipe has become very popular. In fact, more popular than any other over the last decade. And that's cross-linked polyethylene, and that's more commonly known as PEX. Now, PEX is flexible, so that makes it really easy to snake down through walls or floor cavities. You don't have to solder it together, which really makes it much safer to work with, and it's about 60% cheaper than copper plumbing. But there is a downside you've got to be aware of. Mice, for some reason, find this pipe super-duper delicious. It's like their favorite tasty treat, but that can lead to a lot of water damage.
Yeah, so if you have PEX water supply lines, just be aware that mice can chew through them and make sure you take quick steps to prevent a rodent infestation before it happens. We're not saying don't use it because there's a lot of really positive reasons to use it, but just be aware that that is a weakness. And if you do see any infestation, make sure you take care of it right away. We've got step-by-step tips on how to keep mice and rats away on our post titled How to Get Rid of Mice, and that's on moneypit.com. Just search for it.
Heading to Minnesota, where Beth is doing some work in the bathroom, and you want some toilet help. What's going on?
The water kept running into it, so I decided to install a new field valve and flapper. And I measured everything, and I followed the instructions, and I did solve the original problem, but now I developed a new one. When I flush it, the water goes into the bowl, okay, except now anything in the bowl goes to the top of the bowl almost to the rim. And then when the tank itself is filled, then the bowl goes down slowly and it flushes, but then it only leaves a little water in the bowl. So I called the manufacturer and talked to them. He said, well, try plunging it because it might be a clog. So I did that. I tried hot water and bleach to see if I could get that, if it is a clog. But nothing has worked. And I don't know what to do. I give up.
I mean, that's what happens typically in a clog, is it'll fill to the top and then the tank will fill and then it'll, you know, that suction force will just bring everything down.
Yeah. And the ones that are the trickiest to diagnose is when you have a partial clog where you have some water that's getting past, but not a lot. So I wonder if something is lodged in either the trap of the toilet or the line beyond that. And really the next step is to have a plumber come out and do a drain cleaning of that. I'll tell you a funny story about how this happened when my kids were younger. We had a toilet that was clogged in a downstairs bathroom, and I outside this bathroom we had a willow tree. And I knew that the willow tree roots used to get into the plumbing line, so I immediately assumed that was what it was. And I went outside and dug up my yard and found the pipe clean out, which was a couple of feet below the surface. And I snaked one way and snaked the other way, and I couldn't find any clog. So I thought, well, maybe it's between the pipe break and the toilet. So I decided to pull the toilet off. And don't you know that when I did that, I turned it over and noticed something blue in the bottom of the toilet. And, of course, you're not supposed to have anything blue in a ceramic toilet. It turned out to be a little toy telephone that one of my kids had dropped down there that was letting just enough water through to trick us. And so you never know what's going to be in there. And if you have a partial obstruction like that, that could explain for what's happening.
Okay. Well, the only thing I can do then is to get a plumber.
Yep. You don't want a carpenter, that's for sure. Beth, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Hey, are you interested in getting a whole house surge protector to protect your home from lightning strikes? Well, we're going to discuss some options when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We're here to help you with your how-to projects, your DIY dilemmas. Give us a call with your questions at 888-MONEYPIT or post your questions on moneypit.com.
Janice reached out to us through Facebook. Now, Janice writes, I'm interested in getting a whole house surge protector that can help me avoid blackouts. What do I need to know beforehand?
Well, first of all, Janice, the surge protector itself is not going to necessarily help you avoid blackouts. What it will help you avoid is damaging appliances and wiring in your house, because the surge protector does just that. It interrupts any surge of electricity before the rest of the electronics can be damaged. Now, there's different levels of surge protectors. Generally, utility companies do have, you know, sort of industrial-sized surge protectors that can protect the wires going into your home. But in terms of inside the house, you can use a whole house surge protector, which gets installed in your main electrical panel or sometimes attaches to the top or side of it. Definitely not a DIY project, because if you know anything about the inside of electrical panels, even when the breakers are off, there's live wires coming in there, so don't do it yourself. But a whole house surge protector is one option. And then the second thing is to use a surge protector at the device itself. So surge protectors that protect, for example, your printers or your computers or your television sets, and those will protect those individual items. I had a situation here, not with me, but with a neighbor who got hit with a lightning strike, and it took out, I think, two air conditioners, her cable, and there was something else, and I was fine. But just by luck, by happenstance, she lost all of that stuff with a lightning strike that wasn't even visible. It must have happened. Nobody saw it, but it definitely fried everything in the process.
I mean, you remember, we had that storm, and I lost my dryer.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So now it's like everything is on surge protectors in the house. It's like you just have to be careful, because you never know when it's going to happen or if it's going to happen.
Yeah, and if you want to protect yourself from blackouts, then you really need to have a whole house generator, and that's going to, you know, turn the power back on when the utility goes off.
Right, and that's a whole different question and project.
That's right.
All right, now we're going to take a question from Tyler, who says, is there a DIY solution for getting rid of ants, or do I need an exterminator?
Well, there are a lot of things you can do yourself, or try yourself, I think is the most important word. For example, borax. It's a very good insecticide for ants. You can sprinkle some borax around where they seem to be coming through and see if it has an effect. If you're looking for an even cheaper, less toxic solution for ants, you could find it in your local produce aisle, because a little bit of mint leaves will actually help to keep those ants away. And if you want a good over-the-counter pesticide, you could try taro. Now, if the ants are relentless and they keep coming again and again and again, you really need to turn to a pro. And you shouldn't be skittish about that, because the pesticides that are used today are much safer than the ones they had years ago. They're designed to work on a single insect that's bothering you and are very effective in making them go away for good. You know, I went through pretty much all of these steps not too long ago. I think it was last summer for my mom, because she was getting ants on her kitchen countertop. And, you know, we would clean them up, and then we would use, like, over-the-counter traps and, you know, use some borax and some this and some that. And we slowed them down, but they just kept coming. So ultimately I called an exterminator, and he put the right amount of material, which was a gel in this case, just where it needed. And we didn't see a single one for the rest of the year.
I mean, the good part is, though, if you're seeing the bugs, it means the warm weather in the spring is finally here.
That's right.
So let's be positive.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. And, hey, guys, we are so appreciative that you're doing just that. And we hope that we're bringing value to your home, value to you, and saving you some time and some stress as you take on these projects. These are fun things to do. These are stress relievers. These make your space better. And we are so pleased to be able to help you do just that. Remember, a couple of ways to reach out to us with those questions, of course, 888-MONEYPIT, or post your questions on MoneyPit.com or on Facebook. Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. That's all the time we have for today, though. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. The latest round of stimulus payments could start hitting our bank accounts this weekend. It's just one slice of the nearly $2 trillion relief package President Biden signed this past week.
This is one of the most complex operations we've ever undertaken as a nation.
President Biden addressing the nation about the pandemic response, saying he's using every power of his office
to put us on a war footing to get the job done. Sounds like hyperbole, but I mean it, a war footing.
In all, the United States has spent or committed to spend nearly $6 trillion to crush the coronavirus and to spur an economic recovery. Even when adjusted for inflation, that's more than the U.S. military spent in World War II. But with more than 530,000 Americans now having died of COVID-19, the death toll has exceeded U.S. combat deaths in all of the last century's wars combined. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Senate's top Republican, Mitch McConnell, crediting everyday Americans for putting the country on a path to recovery from COVID-19.
McConnell says in 2020, Americans demonstrated
heroism, selflessness, ingenuity.
And despite big action by the government, including trillions in new spending, McConnell says it was largely everyday Americans who made the difference.
Neighbors looked out for neighbors, and small businesses shifted gears almost overnight. Children and parents have fought to adapt to extraordinary disruptions.
McConnell also notes most factors in the turnaround were already in place before President Biden was sworn in. Bob Agnew reporting.
Meanwhile, the Biden administration says it's mindful of the privacy and civil liberties implications that could arise, and it has no plans to step up government surveillance of the Internet, even as foreign hackers increasingly take advantage of it. Don't forget to turn your clocks ahead 1 hour in most parts of the U.S. tonight. Daylight saving time this weekend. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
A serving British police officer accused of the kidnap and murder of a woman in London makes his first court appearance.
Wayne Cousins is charged with kidnapping and killing 33-year-old Sarah Everard, who went missing while walking home from a friend's apartment in South London on the evening of March the 3rd. The case has sparked a national outcry, and the Metropolitan Police has expressed anger and shock. The one of its own was arrested for the crime. The aforesaid Cousins joined its ranks in 2018 and most recently served in the Parliamentary and Diplomatic Protection Command, an armed unit responsible for guarding London embassies and Parliament. Zaria Shackley, London.
The head of Germany's cybersecurity agency is warning IT system administrators to swiftly patch known holes in Microsoft Exchange servers or take those systems offline amid concerns of an imminent wave of ransomware attacks. Breaking news at townhall.com. President Biden met yesterday with leaders from Japan, India, and Australia. All of the quadrilateral security dialogue, also known as Quad, to continue cementing partnerships and building on the Trump administration's efforts to counter China's influence. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he hopes the Indo-Pacific group will create a different future amid the global pandemic and recession.
It is the Indo-Pacific that will now shape the destiny of our world in the 21st century. As four leaders of great liberal democracies in the Indo-Pacific, let our partnership be the enabler of peace, stability and prosperity, and to do so inclusively with the many nations of our region.
Meanwhile, the forum was started back in August 2007 by then-Japanese Prime Minister Abe Shinzo and is an informal strategic forum maintained by semi-regular summits, information exchanges and military drills between members. More at townhall.com.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. The Killark Powerhouse is a substation of Northern California Power Company located on Old Cow Creek near Whitmore. It was built to supply additional power to Keswick and Mountain Copper Company. And as a backup power plant for the Volta Powerhouse, it began generating power in 1904, operated 24 hours a day. On the grounds were the foreman's two-story stone house plus two other houses, a nine-bedroom clubhouse usually occupied by single men, a horse barn, and a dance hall upstairs and a swimming pool. To find out more about Dottie Smith, go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
It's everyone's worst nightmare, fire. And the USA has the second highest fire death rate in the industrialized world.
So what can you do to prevent house fires?
Well, to keep your family safe, read Fight Fires at Home with these tips. When you hit MoneyPit.com, just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Money Pit is presented by Hart Tools, available exclusively at Walmart. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And oh man, spring is almost here, and I just cannot wait to get outside and take on some DIY projects that we've got planned. If you've got a DIY project that you've got planned, you may need some help getting it done. Whatever it is, outside or inside, we are here to help you create your best home ever. You can reach us by picking up the phone and calling us at 888-MONEYPIT. You leave your message there, we'll call you back when we're in the studio, or you can post your questions at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, now that we are moving towards the end of winter, have you taken a good look at your driveway and kind of checked out what winter's road rage has left behind? Spring is a great time to plan to repair or even replace your driveway. We'll share those options.
And are you dreaming of relaxing on your deck in the warm days ahead, but maybe your deck looks more like a nightmare? Well, we can fix that with tips for a deck makeover that you'll be able to get done for less than the average refund the IRS might be sending your way this spring in today's Tax Refund Project Tip presented by Hart Tools, available exclusively at Walmart.
And the first day of spring is just ahead. It's March 20th. So we're going to get you ready with some room-by-room spring cleaning tips to make sure your home is spick and span.
But first, we want to know how we can help you create your best home ever. What are some of your spring home improvement plans? What are you working on? How can we help you get those done? How can we help you get those done right and create the space of your dreams?
Give us a call with those questions at 888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Head north to Ruth in Windsor, Ontario, Canada. Ruth, what's going on? Tell us what's happening.
I have a dining room set that was custom made, and it's solid oak. It's like carved and curved, and it had six chairs, a buffet, and a china cabinet that was all solid oak and custom made.
Sounds beautiful.
And my husband, well, we had to move into a townhouse, and it's just too big.
Right.
And I really don't want to get rid of the table because it is so ornate and unique and solid. You know, I don't want to buy another table and, like, in 5 years have it be rickety and whatnot, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to know if I could refinish it. It's like a medium oak right now.
What color do you want it to be?
Like an off-white, maybe.
Okay. So right now it's stained oak, and you would prefer it to be like a white, like a sort of like a gray wash, gray-white, almost like a pickled kind of a color?
Yeah, that would be perfect.
But like a sheer where you can see the grain and not a solid paint.
That would be nice.
I mean, at this point, what you're going to have to do is remove the finish and the stain that's currently on the piece so that you can get to a raw wood surface that will accept the new stain. Because if you want to see the grain, it's going to be a semi-transparent or a solid-ish stain where you can still see the grain through, but it has more of a more saturated look to it. You know, depending on what type of finish is on there, you should generally use a chemical product. I know in Canada they're very specific about what's allowed and what's not, so you'll have to see what type of chemical stripping agent is available to you. It might be something that you brush on and then sort of scrape off. You know, I'm not really sure what the products are up there. If the finish isn't too thick or, you know, is more worn, you can probably sand it off. So there are ways that you can do so. And then once you're down to raw wood, you can then apply whichever stain and whatever color tone you like.
Yeah, it's going to be a project. It's a lot of work to take that wood table from a finished surface, finished stained surface like that down to the raw wood. I just did a project like this for a friend of mine, and his table was made out of pine, and it was a lot of work with a pine table, and it wasn't nearly as ornate as what you're talking about, but it was a heck of a lot of work. It's not just a matter of pulling the finish off. There's a lot of hand scraping and sanding, and you may need to use files or scrapers to get into the nooks and crannies. And then let's say you get the whole thing is done. It's clean as best you can get it. What I would suggest you do is turn it upside down, and I would definitely also sand a good section of the bottom of the table so that you can test the finishes that you want to use, because the fact that the table has had another finish on it is going to result in a very unique situation, because it will have already absorbed some of that old finish, and when you put the new finish on, it may not come out like as the same color as it shows like on the can or on the website when you chose it. You know what I mean? So you're going to have to sort of test it and make sure this is what you want before you commit yourself to doing the entire table, because after all that work, you don't want to end up with something you didn't expect.
I think it would probably take me 6 months to a year just to get the finish off, and because of all the nooks and crannies and curves and whatnot.
Yeah, it's a big job. Maybe it's, I mean, it might be one you want to hire out, or maybe it's a company, a furniture stripper you can take that to that has the tools and equipment to do it for you.
Yeah, I should see if I can find one of those. Yeah, I guess I could look on the internet and just see if there's one somewhere in the area. Thank you. I was hoping there would be something easier, you know, paint it on and wipe it off.
Yep.
But I guess not.
Well, those fine old pieces of furniture are worth saving if you can figure out a way to get it done, Ruth. So good luck with that project. Thanks for calling us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Now we've got Jay on the line who's dealing with a chilly basement floor. Tell us about it. Nobody likes it, so let's give you a hand.
On the concrete floors in your basement, you are talking about how to keep them toasty warm.
Yep.
Because once that concrete gets cold, yeah, it's like an iceberg. They're not warming up.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. So there's a couple of things that you can do. First of all, there's a product called DriCore, D-R-I-C-O-R-E, and it's a subfloor that puts some space between you and that cold concrete floor. It's a pretty inexpensive product. They come in panels that are about 2 foot square, roughly. They interconnect, and you lay them down, and then on top of the DriCore, you could use that floor if it's just as an unfinished floor, or you could put carpet, or which we really don't advise for basements,
right,
but it's good if you wanted to, or you could put hardwood, engineered hardwood or vinyl, or any type of product like that. And they have two versions of it. One of them has insulation built into it, so maybe a little bit warmer, and that's called DriCore Plus. So take a look at the DriCore website. It is D-R-I-C-O-R-E, and I think you'll find your solution right there. Jay, hope that tip warms up your floor space, and thank you so much for calling us at the Money Pit.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT. Let us know what you are working on so we can lend a hand.
Well, now that we're moving towards the end of winter, have you taken a good look at your driveway? What's it looking like? You know, all of that salt, all of that sand, it can really, really cause a lot of wear and tear. And spring is the perfect time for replacements or repairs. Some of those are DIY projects. Some of them are not. We put together some tips to help you hire the best pro to get that job done and some tips on which materials are going to last the longest. That's all coming up after this. Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and the how-to videos at pavestone.com.
Hey, you know all the Deich Coatings DIY Realstone products we're always talking about? Well, they're now available at both Lowe's and Home Depot, including the amazing Spreadstone Countertop Refinishing Kit, the TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and the DieHard 100 Garage Floor Kit. Plus, Lowe's and Home Depot also carry Deich Coatings sealers, floor coatings, and wall finishings for both indoor and outdoor projects. Learn about all the Deich products for your DIY projects at DeichCoatings.com or look up Deich Coatings at Lowe's.com or HomeDepot.com.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about a dollar a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about a dollar a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
Ready to take on a DIY project this spring but need a little cash and some advice to get it done? We've got both. Now through March 15th, we're partnering with BobVila.com to launch the $2,500 Money Pit Makeover. BobVila.com lends inspiration and nitty-gritty know-how to DIYers of every generation. And the Money Pit Home Improvement Podcast helps you create your best home ever. Enter our $2,500 Money Pit Makeover on BobVila.com for a chance to win one of five $500 Amazon gift cards and get your project done.
Hey, guys, you know all the Deich Coatings DIY Realstone products we're always talking about? Well, now they're available online at both Lowe's and Home Depot, including the amazing Spreadstone Countertop Refinishing Kit, the TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and the DieHard 100 Garage Floor Kit. Plus, Lowe's and Home Depot also carry Deich Coatings sealers, floor coatings, and wall finishings for both indoor and outdoor projects. Learn about all the Deich products for your DIY projects at DeichCoatings.com or look up Deich Coatings at Lowe's.com or HomeDepot.com.
good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And did you guys know that the Money Pit has a podcast? Well, we do, and we've been ranked one of Apple's best home and garden podcasts of all time.
For helpful how-to tips in every episode, you can subscribe at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Jeff in Iowa needs some help with a low-flow shower head. In true Seinfeld fashion, you're just not getting a good wash going?
No, I'm not. All right. My house is a 1978 ranch. We lived here about 10 years. I've always had good water, what I felt was reasonably good water pressure. Still has the original showers and shower heads in it, so I decided to upgrade everything to more eco-friendly stuff, replace the toilets, no problems. But the shower heads, I put these low-flow shower heads on, and it's like the water is just barely, I expected some decrease in performance, obviously, but the water is just like falling out of them. It's not spraying out like I would expect.
Is this just happening at one shower head, Jeff, or is it happening at several shower heads?
Two shower heads.
Two shower heads. Okay. So we can rule out any kind of blockage because it wouldn't be happening to both at the same time. Now, what kind of shower heads did you put in there? Can you tell me the brand?
Well, the first one was the Home Improvement Store brand shower head. The second one I've got is a water pick. It's not the highest end of, you know, I thought maybe I just went too cheap on the first one. So I went kind of middle of the road. Maybe, you know, I didn't know if I maybe needed to upgrade even more or just go back to the old shower head.
So when you install a low-flow shower head and you didn't have one before, you are correct in that you're going to get a reduction in the power of the shower that perhaps you were used to. Now, there should be an adequate amount of water. The fact that you're not feeling that means that maybe you don't have the right shower head. Or there's something wrong with the installation. I'd like to, for the purpose of this conversation, rule out the installation, rule out any clogging, although that is entirely possible, and you might want to take it off to look behind it to make sure that's the case. But what I would recommend is that you upgrade the shower head to a name brand like a Moen or perhaps a Delta, because these guys spend a lot of time and a lot of money engineering their shower heads so that they don't decrease performance when they save you water. And the other thing to look for is a certification called Water Sense. And it's sort of like Energy Star for appliances, but it's like measuring water efficiency for faucets and shower heads.
I will definitely give that a try because what I got going on now, it takes me so long to shower and get filled and rinsed off, I might as well use the high flow.
Not going
to
work, right?
Then in and out, you know, it takes so long. So, yeah, it's not doing the trick. I will look into the more expensive one and see what that does for me.
All right. Yeah, you can always take it back if that doesn't work. But take a look at the installation first just to be sure. Make sure you don't have any plumbing tape that, you know, got jammed in there or anything of that nature, okay?
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
All right. Good luck with that project, Jeff. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, asphalt driveways take a major beating from Mother Nature. Sun, moisture, and certainly this winter's freeze-thaw cycles, and all that weather combines to cause cracks and deteriorate the asphalt binders that hold your driveway together. That's why it's really important to repair those driveway cracks or potholes and apply driveway sealant on a regular basis to protect it. But if you've done that, or maybe you should have done that, now it seems like that driveway is ready for replacement, there are a few things you need to know before you call in a pro.
First, you need to know what you're buying. Aside from driveway sealing, which is a very thin coating of asphalt sealer that's applied, there are two ways to redo a driveway. First, a pro can add a layer to what you already have, or they can completely tear out the driveway and start from scratch. Now, if the driveway is just worn, but it doesn't have big potholes or cracks, a top coat could be an option. Now, if the driveway is in really bad shape, adding a top coat is not going to change that, and the new asphalt will likely sag and crack very quickly.
Yeah, now for a driveway replacement, the most important thing is the preparation of the base. Once that old asphalt is removed, a new gravel base, typically about 6 inches, should be installed and then rolled, like think about a big 3,000-pound roller, until it's almost as solid as a finished road itself.
Another reason it's not a DIY project, by the
way. Yeah, for sure. I'm like, where do you even get that roller? It's amazing. It's like you need a huge tool there to make that gravel nice and flat. So, I mean, if you do that part well, you can actually expect that your new driveway is going to look the way it is on the first day it goes down for a lot of years. It's also important that that driveway be sloped so you get proper drainage. Nothing is going to wear a driveway out faster than puddling water. So you got to make sure you're moving the water away correctly.
Lastly, it's important to choose the right type of asphalt. Yes, there are several types of asphalt. Who knew? And some have more aggregate or stone in it than others and wear better. Now, you don't want to put an asphalt coating down that's too sandy because that driveway won't be very strong and you'll have problems in as little as a couple of years. You want to put one down that's got more aggregate. That's going to last 10 years or more. That sandy asphalt, sometimes people want it because it has a smoother appearance, but it just doesn't last. So don't do it. Always choose a mix with more gravel for durability.
Cheryl in Wisconsin has a question about heating. How can we help you stay toasty?
I have a large area downstairs. It's about one-third. It's 11 by 36 feet, and about one-third of that we use for a dining and kitchen area, mainly when we have company. Mm-hmm. And I'm not looking to heat that whole area, just the area where we eat. And I was wondering if one of those oscillating space heaters would be a good idea, one of the taller ones.
Well, look, here's the thing. I think your question is about efficiency. And most space heaters are not very efficient. They're only efficient if you're going to do what you're doing, which is that is to isolate the heat to just one very narrow space of the house. But this is a big area, you know, if it's 30-something feet long. It might be hard to do that. It's different if it's like one individual bedroom or something of that nature. But I will say that generally speaking, they're more expensive to run than your heating system on a BTU, but to BTU basis. In other words, comparing the cost to create a BTU in your main heating system versus the space heater. What kind of heat do you have? What kind of fuel do you use?
Natural gas.
Yeah. Natural gas is always going to be less expensive than electric space heaters. But if you've got an area that's a little bit chilly, you want to just supplement it on a limited basis, like just when you're using that room for company or dining, I think it's okay. But there's just not very much that's efficient about the use of a space heater.
Yeah, I was just thinking, you know, right close to the table in the area where we eat.
Yeah, but only in those limited circumstances when you're using that area do you want to use the space heater. Then you'll keep the heat down the rest of the time.
Actually, you know, our basement is still cold. When we have company, we really crank up the heat, and the basement is still really cold. You know, we live in Wisconsin.
Yeah, so even when the heat's up, it's chilly.
Yes.
So if you're just using it on a temporary basis to supplement it only when you're down there eating, then I think it's probably okay. But I think your original question is it efficient? No, it's just not.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know.
Good luck with that project, Cheryl. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
John's on the line, and he's dealing with a mold situation. Tell us what's going on.
I have a mold problem around my shower door. I bought the house 2 years ago. I stripped all the caulking out when I had the mold problem. I've put caulking in with a nationally known brand. I even used like a saran wrap type thing on my finger to eliminate any contamination. Before I did that, I cleaned it. I stripped it out with a plastic scraper. I also used mineral spirits to clean it out. I put it in, and I still have problems with it. I'm just at my wit's end here. I run the humidity in my basement between 40 and 50%. I leave the shower door open. I even shut the furnace vent off in there to try and keep it so it doesn't have a breeding of bacteria or anything or mold in that. You got to tell me what I need to do. I don't know if I have an off-spec caulking that I use, which is nationally known, or if I have an off-spec aluminum frame and door that causes the mold. I have no idea.
Well, look, you're going to get mold when you have moisture and organic material, and in a shower, that organic material can be soap and dirt and that sort of thing. So you're doing the right thing, but let's just back it up and try it again here. You want to remove the old caulk. You mentioned mineral spirits. I usually recommend a bleach and water solution because this is a mildicide that kills anything that's stuck behind. After you get that all dried out, cleaned out really, really well, then you can apply a caulk with mildicide. I would use a caulk that has microban in it. DAP caulks are available with microban, and it's a good antimicrobial additive that will not grow mold. Then the other thing I would do is I would also make sure that you have, obviously, have a bath exhaust fan, and that you have an exhaust fan that's hooked up to a humidistat, which takes, you know, it takes sort of you and anyone else that's using that bathroom out of the equation. If it's on a humidistat, it's automatically going to kick on when the humidity gets high enough to cause mold problems, and it will stay on for some number of minutes when that humidity goes down to make sure the room is thoroughly vented out. That's the best way to handle that, and I think if you do those steps, you will find success.
Hey, thank you very much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on, whether it's a home repair or a major home improvement project. Give us a call 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT so we can lend a hand. Well, a deck do-over can refresh and rejuvenate a family's favorite hangout spot. So we're going to share some tips on how you can get that done for less than the average refund the IRS might be sending your way in today's tax refund project tip presented by Hart Tools, available exclusively at Walmart.
My name is Kathleen, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
My name is Kathleen, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Solutions live. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, owning a money pit, we know, guys, it really is a combination of love and pride, and sometimes you're just so terrified because you have no idea what's going on. We get it. That's being a homeowner. But nobody knows a money pit better than us, and we can help you make smart decisions and create your best home ever.
Reach out with your home improvement and decor questions right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Now we've got Charlene in Tennessee with a flooring question. What can we do for you?
Well, we built our house in 2006, and we purchased from the mill solid oak hardwood planks, you know, that we were going to put down for flooring. And it's 6 inches wide, tongue and groove. Underneath that, we put, my husband thinks it's called Advantic. It was a 50-year warranty, and the mill told us between that and the tongue and groove solid oak to put 6 mil of plastic.
All right, so what's the problem we're trying to solve here?
The problem that we're solving is in a few areas, one which is mainly the bath and the other is the kitchen, there's a squeaking noise. It's like you can't sneak in that area. It'll make that noise.
So when you go on a diet, your husband can hear you when you try to sneak into the kitchen to get to the refrigerator, huh?
Yeah, something like that.
All right, so look, this has little to do with what is underneath the floor and more to do with just sort of normal wear and tear and expansion and contraction. The reason those boards are squeaking is because they're moving. And so what you need to do is to tighten them up. Now, since it's a finished floor, you can't just go willy-nilly throwing nails and screws into it. You've got to be a little more strategic. So what you want to do is find the place where there's a floor joist underneath, and you can do that with a stud finder. And once you identify that spot, you drill small holes through the floor, and you use what's called a trim screw, which is only a little bit bigger than a finish nail. You screw through the finished floor into the floor joist, and that will pull that floor down and make it tighter and reduce the amount of movement that it's capable of, and that's what's going to quiet down your squeak. A little harder to do when it's a finished floor, but that's the way to do it.
Okay. It sounds like it might be an easy fix.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, it is tax season just about. I mean, we got a little bit longer before you got to mail in those checks. And then what happens after that? You get a refund. And it turns out that the average refund that Americans are going to get is about $2,800. And guess what? That's enough money to do a whole bunch of home improvement projects. So we partnered up with Hart Tools, which you'll find exclusively at Walmart, to create a series called the Tax Refund Project Tips. We're always up for helping you spend that money efficiently. And today we're going to talk about a deck redo. If yours is looking a little shaky, a little rough, maybe a deck do-over can refinish and rejuvenate that family space and have it looking just great for the season ahead. Here's what you need to know.
Yeah, you know, first of all, take a good look at it, because over time, your deck, when it's exposed to the elements, especially if it's a wood deck, really can just be worse for the wear. So depending on the amount of wear and damage, the solution just simply could be to clean, refinish, repair, maybe replace a few parts. But if your deck is needing a little bit more of TLC or some more serious attention, we've got five ways to help you restore your deck to a safe, sound, and beautiful state.
Now, first, we want you to do this, a deck safety check. There's no sense renovating a deck that's in need of structural attention. A good deck check is going to examine the ledger, which is where the deck attaches to the house and detaches from the house, by the way, if it is in bad shape, which is very dangerous, as well as the hardware, the framing, the railings, and the footers. And any repairs that are needed need to be the first priority on your list.
Yeah, next you want to clean the deck. So a dirty deck, it could be covered by moss, mildew, algae. I mean, it's going to look horrible, but they actually can be hiding some areas that could need a repair. So deck cleaning, it's an easy DIY project with a good deck wash and a pressure washer. You just have to be careful to keep that pressure setting, you know, at a lower level so that it doesn't damage the deck surface itself.
Now, you also want to repair any cracked deck boards. This is one of our favorite tricks of the trade. Wood deck boards take a lot of abuse from the sun and the wind. In the rain, and they often will crack or splinter. The fix, though, is easy. Here's what you need to do. You pry off the old deck board, and then you turn it over, upside down, because the back of the deck board hasn't been exposed to the weather, and chances are it will be in near-perfect condition, regardless of its age, and it can be reattached. And likewise, you want to check those railings for any loose sections and repair or replace them as needed.
Yeah, and for the finishing touch, you restain that deck. For this project, you want to be sure to use solid color exterior stain. A lot of people prefer to use that semi-transparent stain because they're afraid that a solid stain is going to look too much like paint. Yeah, but it doesn't. That grain is still going to show through, and that stain will last far longer because solid stain contains more pigment than the semi-transparent version.
Yeah, and finally, if you found that your deck framing is structurally sound, but the floorboards or railing are so badly worn and cracked and twisted, there's just no saving them, you can remove those old boards and replace them with composite decking and railing. Composite decking is widely available. It's beautiful. It can take the weather better than any type of wood decking or railing. It's what we call a deck over.
And that's today's tax refund tip presented by Hart Tools, available exclusively at Walmart. Do it with Hart. You can learn more at harttools.com, where you'll also find step-by-step plans for dozens of fun projects.
Yeah, including several that will help you really enjoy your outdoor spaces this season, like a porch swing, a raised garden bed, a grill part, and even the complete step-by-step plan to build your very own giant Jenga game set. Check it out at harttools.com. Jenga is so much fun, especially when you make a really big set.
It's a fun game to play outside in the yard.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home improvement questions. We would love to help. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Up next, not sure where to start on your spring cleaning list? Well, the first day of spring is March 20th, so we're going to get you ready with room-by-room spring cleaning tips to make sure your home is spick and span after this.
You live in a money pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com.
Caseta by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit.
Ready to take on a DIY project this spring but need a little cash and some advice to get it done? We've got both. Now through March 15th, we're partnering with BobVila.com to launch the $2,500 Money Pit Makeover. BobVila.com lends inspiration and nitty-gritty know-how to DIYers of every generation. And the Money Pit Home Improvement Podcast helps you create your best home ever. Enter our $2,500 Money Pit Makeover on BobVila.com for a chance to win one of five $500 Amazon gift cards and get your project done. If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
Are you ready to take on a DIY project this spring, but need a little cash and some advice to get it done? We've got both. Now through March 15th, we're partnering with BobVila.com to launch the $2,500 Money Pit Makeover. Enter now at BobVila.com for a chance to win one of five $500 Amazon gift cards for your next home renovation project.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? What do you need help with? Is it a renovation, a repair, a decor project? Well, the Money Pit Podcast can help. We share tips, ideas, and inspiration to help you avoid the perspiration when it comes to improving your space.
You can subscribe right now at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Doug in Illinois is dealing with some water under a deck. Tell us what you're working on.
Well, I'm interested in like a roof or a water drainage system up underneath my deck. I have a 16 by 40 deck, and I saw somewhere on TV that they have some sort of a system that goes up in between the joists. I was wondering if you knew anything about that.
Yeah, is this like a second floor deck, and you guys sit under it or something?
Yeah, there's a full lower level under the deck, yes.
Well, those are called deck drainage systems, and there's lots and lots and lots of different manufacturers of it. There's deck drain, there's dry snap.
Yeah, there's something called underdeck that seems to be a Depot product.
Trex has one that's called Rain Escape. So these are all deck drainage systems. I don't know enough about them to give you a recommendation of one or over the other, but that's what you want is a deck drainage system. They basically, as you say, they fit between the joists or they fit under the deck. They're designed to collect the water and then run it to some sort of a traditional gutter and get it away from the house so that you could have some living space underneath that deck and not have the rain falling on your head.
Absolutely. That's what I'm looking for. Did you say something about Home Depot?
Yeah, Depot has a product called Underdeck, which is basically like I guess you could call it like an under-joist gutter system, and it sort of pieces together. It's like modular.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. Well, I sure will check there.
Well, have you been feeling the itch to give your house a really good once-over cleaning that comes with spring? It's time, and we've got some do's and don'ts to make that go more smoothly.
Yeah, first of all, let's talk about that often overlooked upholstery. You can rent an upholstery cleaning machine, but do not do anything without testing a small patch first. This way you're going to avoid any surprises. Now, for pillows, most of them you can remove the slipcover. Maybe they can be machine washed or dry cleaned. You know, you take the inside, the pillow itself, put it outside, let it fill up with air and sort of freshen itself out. That's a great way to start.
Now, for windows, don't clean them when the sun is shining. Why, you say? Because the sun actually causes the cleaner to evaporate a lot more quickly, and that leaves streaks and a dull residue.
Mm-hmm. If you've got a ceiling fan, make that cleaning easier by dusting the blades once a season with a U-shaped brush. Now, after washing the blades, don't forget to dry them because wet blades are just going to attract more dust.
And while you're up there, don't forget to reverse the spin of the blades so all of that cool air that you're generating with your air conditioning system lifts up throughout the entire house. If you'd like some more quick spring cleaning tips, check out our resource guide at moneypit.com.
And North Dakota, you're on the Money Pit. How can we help you?
I am living in a house that is over 100 years old, and it has an open staircase. The problem is that there is a bedroom that is above the staircase and adjoins it at the top. And part of that bedroom is cantilevered partially and then totally over the open staircase. And I have a big crack that's developing on an open area. And that area is cantilevered out about 6 feet from a load supporting wall. And I don't know if I can just patch it or if I need to put a support beam or jack or something underneath it, because this area is getting pretty worrisome. I've got two cracks that are about 3/8 of an inch and pretty long.
So, Ann, are these new cracks or has it always been cracked?
It's always been cracked, but it's been a hairline for many years.
Oh, boy.
And then we had a massive flood.
How long ago was the flood?
That was in 97. And then the ground has been shifting ever since. Since that flood, the cracks have gotten bigger.
When we have cracks in walls and foundations and things like that, we always like to determine if they're active or inactive, because, frankly, all homes have cracks. If you tell me that over the last 20 or so years that this crack has opened from a hairline to 3/8 of an inch, it might be active. I'm not actually convinced of that yet, but I am concerned enough to tell you that you probably should have it looked at by an expert. What I'd like you to do is go to the website for the American Society of Home Inspectors. That's ASHI, ASHI.com. And find a home inspector in your area. There's a zip code sorting tool there that's a member of ASHI. And talk to two or three of them and find one that specializes in structural issues like this and have them look at it and see if we can determine, based on that inspection, whether or not this is an active ongoing situation or just a crack in an old plaster wall that needs to be fixed. It's not unusual for old homes to have lots of cracks in them, and especially around a staircase, because just the way homes were framed back then is different than they would be today. And so that's not an uncommon area for cracks to develop. But I think we need to determine for your own sort of sanity, if nothing else, whether or not this is active and ongoing or something that's really just historical. Does that make sense?
It sure does.
All right, and good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, it's almost officially spring, you guys, so what are you working on? Whatever it is, whatever it's a home improvement project, a design project, a decor project, gardening, whatever you're working on, let us help you out. So give us a call 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Up next, even though spring is super close, we're still going to have some chilly days. Maybe you've got those chilly spots around the house, or you're trying desperately to use an outdoor space or a three-season room. Well, we're going to help you figure out what type of space heater can help you enjoy that spot in your home before it's really super warm out. So stick around.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com, here to help you tackle your home improvement projects, your DIY dilemmas, and create your best home ever.
Barry in Texas posted a question about generators on our Facebook page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. Now, Barry wrote, with all the ice and snow and outages we had this winter in Chicago and spring storms on the forecast, I'm wondering if I should put in a backup generator. What are my options, and will it add to my home's value?
You know, Barry, I think that given the fact that electricity has unfortunately become somewhat less reliable because of the aging infrastructure.
And the demand.
I think a backup generator, especially now post-COVID, when we get past this, when vaccines are very common, I think we're still going to be spending a lot more time than we have in the past. And I think it's a really smart thing to do. I do think it'll give you a good return on investment. In fact, I think Consumer Reports says, what was it, Leslie, 3% to 5% increase in your home value?
Yeah, it's 3% to 5%, which is amazing because, I mean, it's something I would look for in searching for a new home because I have one. I know the value of it, and I certainly hope that my next home would have one. And if it doesn't, I'm putting one in.
Oh, yeah, me too. Absolutely. Once you have one, you don't want to go back. It's like having a garbage disposer. Once you buy one, you never want to have half a house that doesn't have one. If you've got gas going into the house, that's what's going to be key for you because natural gas generators are really the best. They require, you know, no maintenance of the fuel. You could only run a portable one on gasoline, but your only other gas option is propane, and that becomes expensive. So if you've got natural gas connection, definitely go for it. Get a whole house generator. You won't be disappointed. Well, if you're a renter and you're suffering with a cold and drafty apartment, picking up a space heater might be a great solution to get rid of those goosebumps. Leslie explains how to choose the best one for your space in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word.
Yeah, you know, there's a couple of things to know when you're picking out a space heater. First of all, there's basically two different types of heaters out there, radiant and convection, and they work very differently from one another. Now, radiant heaters warm objects, and that includes you, by radiating heat as their name implies. Convection heaters, on the other hand, warm the air in a room and eventually warm the entire room, provided you buy one that's appropriately sized for the size of room that you have. Now, there's different types and styles for both types of space heaters, ranging from tabletop radiant heaters to larger freestanding convection heaters that can warm an entire space. Next, you've got to consider price, including not only the price to buy the space heater, but more importantly, the price of running it. Now, space heaters can cost as low as $30 and go up to well over $100, but if you're paying for your own electricity and you use that heater for an average of 6 to 8 hours per day, it's probably going to add about $10 to $20 per month to your electric bill. And that's why it's super smart to choose the right sized heater. Too small, you're still going to be cold. Too big, you're going to be paying way more money for energy than you need to. Now, lastly, let's talk about safety. You want to make sure that you buy a space heater that includes a sensor, which will trigger the unit to shut down if it starts to overheat. There are also freestanding models with a switch that shuts off the heater if it tips over, which is always a possibility. I mean, people have pets, people have kids, cats get very curious, things get knocked over. So that's an excellent safety feature. And here, this is super important. Never use an extension cord for a space heater or even a power strip. Now, space heaters use a lot of electricity, and if that extension cord or power strip isn't rated properly, they can and they will catch on fire. So you got to be safe here. We want you to be warm, but we want you to be alive.
Excellent advice. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show coming up next time on the program. You know, before we had walls made of drywall, we had walls made of plaster. Now, many of us have walls made of plaster cracks. We're going to tell you how to fix those plaster flaws once and for all on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Don't forget to turn your clocks ahead 1 hour before you go to bed tonight. Daylight saving time starts at 2 a.m. Sunday morning. And you might want to check your bank accounts this weekend. There could be a little more inside. Ken Lorman explains.
Officials at the Treasury Department and IRS say processing the new round of stimulus payments has already begun. The aim is to have the first payments begin showing up by direct deposit in bank accounts this weekend.
Ken Lorman reporting. President Biden signed the nearly $2 trillion rescue package Thursday, the day after it won final passage in the House. The measure, among other things, provides for payments to qualifying individuals up to $1,400. Payments to a qualifying house of family of four could be $5,600. Nearly 2,000 flights were canceled over the weekend at Denver International Airport as a major snowstorm is striking the region. The National Weather Service issuing a winter storm warning, expecting about 24 inches or more of snow to fall in Denver and Boulder through Sunday night. Meanwhile, several feet of snow anticipated. That could snarl traffic, damage trees, and knock out power in parts of Colorado, Wyoming, and western Nebraska. The conservative interim president who led Bolivia for a year was arrested Saturday as officials of the restored leftist government pursue those involved in the 2019 ouster of socialist leader Evo Morales, which they regard as a coup, and the administration that followed. Jeanine Inez was detained early Saturday morning in her hometown of Trinidad, then flown to the capital of La Paz, where she appeared before a prosecutor. A powerful car bomb killed at least 8 people, wounded 47 in Afghan's western Herat province. Hours later, the UN condemned an alarming increase, they say, in attacks in the country targeting civilians. Check out the best news, read more analysis. They're both at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Europe has a warning for Microsoft users.
The head of Germany's cybersecurity agency has warned IT systems administrators to swiftly patch known holes in Microsoft Exchange servers or take those systems offline amid concerns of an imminent wave of ransomware attacks. Arne Schoenbaum said the Federal Cybersecurity Authority was particularly concerned that small and medium-sized companies could be targeted. He said on Twitter that it is to be expected that cyber criminals will soon carry out an automated attack, meaning organizations worldwide will face a big wave. Schoenbaum said there were still 20,000 known open systems, and some 5,000 servers, which have already been patched, contain backdoors that might allow attackers entry. Keith Peters reporting.
Russian police Saturday detained about 150 participants of a forum of independent members of municipal councils. Breaking news and analysis at Town Hall. An Alaska Airlines flight from Seattle to Denver was disrupted after a passenger refused to wear a mask.
The man faces a federal charge of interfering with a flight crew and attendants that carries a maximum term of 20 years in prison and a possible $250,000 fine. The FBI arrested 24-year-old Landon Greyer of Cannon City after the flight landed March 9th, according to an affidavit filed in U.S. District Court in Denver. The affidavit says Greyer appeared to be trying to sleep but swatted at an attendant when she asked him repeatedly to put on his mask as required by the FAA. He stated he had no recollection of hitting the flight attendant. Patrick Foss reporting.
Meanwhile, the governors across the U.S. have taken a drastic approach and they're battling the coronavirus, but the data makes it hard to determine whether a tougher or softer approach to public health orders is more effective. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
We're going to be joined, Barney and company, in about 45 minutes. The number one show on all business television, and that'll be a simulcast. And we'll be taking your calls at 1-866-408-7669. In a matter of moments, to Congressman Henry Cuellar. The last time I was at the border, it was with the congressman from Texas, a Democrat who knows the word crisis and knows there's no politics at the border. There's just right and wrong. We're going to discuss that in just a second, because we know the Republicans having the Republicans are having a press conference today on the Senate side. They're going to talk about the rescue plan that's more than likely going to pass the House today. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
Are there more women out there?
I'm not going to speak for any other women's experiences. I just know that there were activities that happened that if the public knew about it, they would be really shocked and appalled.
Yep. Analysts, are there more? So far, Governor Cuomo says, simple as this. I'm waiting for the investigation. Will his fellow Democrats wait?
Number two.
It is not a COVID relief package. It's more of a Progressive's payment plan because it pays everybody. It pays cities, it pays states, it pays prisoners. 1% goes to vaccines. Less than 10% goes to COVID relief.
And yet there's celebration for all progressives. That's a quote from Jen Psaki.
Number one.
I would say it's clear we need to work more on getting the message out and being very clear. Now is not the time to come. Yes, we have changed the policies of the last administration as it relates to unaccompanied children, but the majority of families, adults, the vast, vast majority are turned away at the border.
Wow, the vast majority. Is that really happening? Okay, can we say crisis even if you don't? Can we say catastrophe? That's where we're heading. Let's bring in Congressman Henry Cuellar, who is knows the border, the good times and bad times. He doesn't see politics. He wants to solve the problem. Congressman, welcome back.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
These numbers are scary. 1,360, according to the New York Times, in children in what they are calling jail-like facilities for more than 3 days. 3,250 unaccompanied minors over the last 2 weeks. What is going on?
Well, you know, we certainly are seeing the numbers increase. I've been looking at the numbers. I got numbers I've been looking for the last 4 or 5 years, and certainly the October, November, December, January, and February are higher numbers in total encounters than we've seen in the last 4 or 5 years on that. So numbers are increasing. No ifs, no buts about that.
What worries you most?
Well, you know, how do we handle a growing number of people coming into the United States in a pandemic? I mean, we've had a larger numbers. In fact, let's say May of 2019, there were a little bit over 144,000 individuals that particular month in May of 2019. This February, I think we're seeing about 100,000. So we're still below that number. But when you add a pandemic to this, and we're saying there's not enough vaccines on the border, and our hospitals are doing a little better, but they're still overloaded. That's what worries me, if people are being released in our community.
You know what bothers me, Congressman, is that President Biden sent a delegation down to the border. They still have not briefed him on what they saw. Were you with Susan Rice and the delegation? And what would you tell them if you if they're listening now?
Well, you know, with all due respect, I don't think no member of Congress got told that. They came into my district in the southern part of the valley. Then they came to my hometown of Laredo. Then they drove into Tony Gonzalez. So there were at least 3-4 members that I think they should have given the courtesy to let them know. And again, with all due respect, coming in for a few hours doesn't substitute for people on the border that live there and talk to Border Patrol, talk to NGOs all the time. We don't just go in for a few hours and think that we know the border better.
So it's amazing they won't reach out to you because you know this deal upside down and forwards, and you have the respect of both sides of the aisle. When I was with you, Donald Trump was president, and things were out of control at the border, and we were allowed to tell the story. So now it's out of control at the border, and it doesn't seem to alarm those in the White House, and I wonder why.
Well, I think with all due respect, I told the White House that the people I've talked to, I said, look, it's okay to listen to immigration activists, but you got to balance the input from community leaders. I'm talking about the mayors, the judges, you know, the folks, the NGOs that are at the border that live there day after day. And that's the only thing, is you got to have a balanced approach to the border and not just listen to immigration activists. I mean, I respect their opinions, but you still got to respect and take the input from community leaders, the people that live at the border day after day.
Well, listen, Nobody's told Joe Biden about the border. In 2006, he signed on for the Secure Fence Act. We have Chuck Schumer and Harry Reid talking about the need to secure the border, and even the illogical part of the lottery, where one person comes in and they send their whole family in. I want you to hear what Tucker Carlson said last night, because he brought you up in his monologue. Cut 15.
In the span of just 4 years, Starr County, Texas moved from deep blue to almost red. Donald Trump finished within just 5 points of Joe Biden. That's a swing of over 50 points. And the numbers are even more dramatic in nearby Zapata County. Donald Trump lost Zapata County in 2016 by 33 points, but last November, he easily beat Joe Biden. Now, to the geniuses looking at these numbers in Washington, trying to figure out what they mean, is that Starr and Zapata counties are overwhelmingly Hispanic. So how could Hispanics support Donald Trump in numbers like that? They must be QAnon people. And not only were those two counties non-white, they're very poor, legitimately. As we said, some of the poorest places in the United States. Nearly a third of the residents of Starr County, Texas, live in poverty. The median household income in both those counties, Starr and Zapata, is under $35,000 a year. But they're voting for Trump. What the hell is going on? Well, a lot of things are going on, probably. But uncontrolled illegal immigration definitely is one of them, probably the main one.
So, and then he led to a soundbite with you talking like you are now about being a problem and not talking about who's president. And was any, the, what Tucker cited was the fact after this last election. So even if you're talking about pure politics, it's to Joe Biden's benefit and his party's benefit to have some logic at the border, right?
Well, yes. I mean, you know, certainly we got to have a humane process, but you still got to have law and order at the border. The people that I represent, you mentioned Zapata and Starr County. Yes, those are the people that I represent. Was there a political realignment? No. A political realignment is when they vote for every single Republican down the ballot. They did vote for Donald Trump for larger numbers than I've seen. I won those counties easily, but, you know, we got to understand what happened there. The messaging of defunding the police and the oil and gas issues, yes, those were key in those areas. And it was interesting on border issues. You know, people don't want the wall, but they still want border security. They want enough border patrol down there. They want technology. They want to make sure that we secure the border in a way that, you know, prevents this type of situations that we're seeing right now.
So they tried to primary you. You looked at it for Democrats as a problem, right? It didn't work. But are you getting out of step with your party?
No. I've been the same person. I've been voting the same way. But, you know, there are some people on the far left that feel that if you're a Hispanic Democrat, you have to be very liberal. And I disagree with that, because Hispanics, especially, you know, and every Hispanic is different. Hispanics on the southern border are different in Texas, are different from California or New York or even Florida. Different Hispanics. And you got to be able to understand your community.
Congressman, I know you have to run, so real quick, the message that's getting to the Triangle countries, what is it? Who are these? They're coming across with Joe Biden T-shirts on. Who's handing them out? Who's behind the massive migration to our southern border, in your case, Texas?
Well, when I saw that, I said, oh, my God, I can't believe that. Whoever's doing that, I just cannot believe it. You know, it led us in. You know, the message was that, look, let me talk about messaging. There's three messages that are down there in the Central America and other places. Message number one, don't come now. Come later. That's coming from the administration and from the secretary. Message number two, I call it the family friends network. Hey, guess what? I was able to get in. If you come in, you can get in right now. That's message number two. I call that the family friends network. The third message is from the criminal organizations. Hey, we can get you in. This is the time to get in. Now, you tell me, if you're down there, what messages are you going to listen? They're not going to listen to message number one. They're going to listen to message number two, which is the family friend network, and message number three from the criminal organizations. That is the message that we're hearing right now. That they're taking. And I know that because I've talked to people. I've talked to Border Patrol. That is what's working down there. The message from the administration has to be clear, has to be concise. Otherwise, they're going to continue listening to message number two and number three.
And I'm going to drill down on number one. I don't like that message. Come later. That means, no. We're going to make clear instructions how to get here, get your green card, working visas, a pathway to whatever it is, but just do it the right way. Whether it's Romania, Zambia, Brazil, they're going through a process. So they got to go through the same process. Now, can we make it easier for hardworking people from that nation who want to come and work here? Absolutely. But we can't say come later to the border because we're going to just be overwhelmed later. Do you agree?
Exactly. I agree. I mean, I agree, Brian, on that because, I mean, without due respect, that's not a message. What does that mean? Don't come now, come later?
Nice.
No. Message number two, number three, the family, neighbors type of network is going to overwhelm the don't come now. You have to have, the administration has to have a very clear, concise message. Like you said, hey, we're not going to let you in if you come in illegally, but if you follow the process, we'll let you in. It's got to be clear and concise. Right. Otherwise, it's going to be drowned out by the other two messages.
And I'm going to add this. The people that I saw and you see every day look like good people. A little a three-year-old with a backpack on, no one has anything against that. These kids, we just know we can't digest three or four countries in our country, right?
Yeah, I mean, and I feel very, very, and in fact, this weekend or this week, I'm hoping to go with Senator John Cornyn. We're going to go visit, the area there in Carrizos where they got a lot of kids. So we're going to see those kids. I mean, our heart breaks for those young kids on that, but there's got to be a process. I as a parent, I wouldn't like to send my kids and put them in the hands of coyote criminals.
Yeah.
Because I mean, look, quite honestly, some of them are going to be raped. Some of them are never going to make it because some bad guy is going to say, you are going to stay here with me. That happens all the time. There's got to be a better way than leaving those young kids in the hand of criminal organizations.
But he says that if a kid comes here, you're getting in. She said that on Friday, Jen Psaki. My goodness, I almost fell out. I almost hit a pole. I was driving a car when I heard her say that. That's not humane. That's a go sign for parents to pay off some human trafficker to get them up to our southern border. They say it's worth it to sell everything I have to give my kid a better life. That's not humane. Lastly, do you believe that the governor of Texas should be accept federal money on testing for these illegal immigrants coming to our border?
Well, listen, we already, without due respect to the governor, I already set up a program that actually gets money to help reimburse the local communities. I don't know if that's what the governor is referring to, but I can tell you I set up a program that there's monies that will reimburse the local communities because otherwise my NGOs are paying for all this. They're paying for the food. Yep. They're paying for the testing. Oh, they're paying for housing. My local communities are bearing the cost right now. And if they're coming in, then somebody has to bear the cost, and I don't think the local community. So actually there is a program already that I set up about 2 years ago.
Congressman Cuellar, don't walk away from any microphones. People need to hear your message. Congressman Henry Cuellar, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. God bless.
You got it. 1-866-408-7669. We're going to come back with your phone calls. That was a Democrat from Texas who cares more about the country than he does his party, which is admirable and way too rare. Back in a moment.
Newsmakers and newsbreakers. Hear it first. Only on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Have you seen what's happening with the stock market? Record highs every day. How long can this possibly go on for? By the way, this is exactly what happened right before the 2000.com bubbles burst. Remember that? Protect your savings in retirement by putting them into something safe like real gold and silver. I'm not talking about gold or silver stocks, but into real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. How do you get real gold and silver? By calling the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. Now, the Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's so much easier than you think. So call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-600-GOLD to get your free gold and silver investment guide. The Oxford Gold Group is the only gold and silver company that I trust, and you should too. Get the Oxford Gold Investment Guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home or how to have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-GOLD.
That meeting's starting at 4. Can I get those projections?
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Karen, do these numbers look right to you?
Like at Mia's research firm. To hit client deadlines, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Need cash fast? Figure can help. A Figure personal loan is a smart, fast way to get up to $50,000 from the comfort of home. Just go to figure.com and apply online in minutes. You can check your rate without affecting your credit. Whether you need cash for past, present, or future, Figure can have you funded in as few as 2 business days. Stop paying those sky-high interest rates and consolidate debt at a lower interest rate. Just go to figure.com. That's figure.com. Figure Lending LLC. Equal Opportunity Lender. NMLS 1717824. Terms and conditions apply. Figure.com.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A sweet girl from Alabama who raised money to help pay for her own surgery makes today's Dean's List. 7-year-old Liz Scott had to have several surgeries to help treat 3 rare brain malformations. She knew her family would have a hard time paying for it, so she decided to help raise money by making lemonade. The online fundraiser, Lemonade for Liza, helped pave the way for her upcoming surgeries at Boston Children's Hospital. Liza's mother, Elizabeth Scott, says her daughter has always tried to lift a bit of the burden around the house. Liza has spent part of her days selling lemonade for 25 cents a cup. The stand has raised anywhere from $15,000 to $20,000. Those funds are in addition to the more than $300,000 that have poured into the family's online fundraiser. In the meantime, we will keep following Liza's story and keep everyone up to date. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Yankee great Casey Stengel and Mickey Mantle testified before the Senate Antitrust and Monopoly Subcommittee hearing on baseball.
I was asking you, sir, why it is that baseball wants this bill passed.
I would say I wouldn't know, but I would say the reason why they'd want it passed is to keep baseball going as the highest baseball sport that has gone into baseball, and from the baseball angle. I'm not going to speak of any other sport. I'm not in here to argue about other sports. I'm in the baseball business. It's been run cleaner than any baseball business that was ever put out in the 100 years at the present time.
Well, Mr. Mantle, do you have any observations with reference to the applicability of the antitrust laws to baseball? My views are just about the same as Casey's.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Daisy Ridley and author Patrick Ness of the new sci-fi action-adventure Chaos Walking. Ridley and Tom Holland head out on a journey to unlock dark secrets in the new film. Ridley plays a young woman whose life is threatened when she arrives on a planet where all the women have disappeared and all the men are afflicted by the phenomenon known as the Noise.
The Noise on New World only affects men. So men are unable, except for one character, are unable to control the thoughts that are displayed in an audiovisual way around their person.
Todd, who's played by Tom Holland, lives on a planet as a settler. A new settler crash lands on the planet, played by Daisy Ridley, and she is a woman, and Todd has never seen one before, and he learns that maybe he hasn't been told the entire truth about the history of his town.
The film is an adaptation of The Knife of Never Letting Go, the first book in Patrick Ness's award-winning young adult trilogy. He says the element of the noise in his books was inspired by social media. Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
He'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Senator Manchin and Senator Sanders and a range of Democrats in between just voted to support a $1.9 trillion package that is the most progressive piece of legislation in history. So I would say we feel pretty good about that.
You got to be kidding me. You feel good about that. You're actually saying most progressive in history. Who did we elect? Joe Biden? or Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders was winning in the polls, and the panic among the Democrats were no socialist would ever get elected in America. We got to quickly get Joe Biden, wake him up, and revitalize his campaign. He wins South Carolina thanks to a certain congressman from that area, and then they end up winning South Carolina and getting the nomination because they panicked, because they didn't want that progressive far-left agenda. America wouldn't have bought it. But now you've given it to us with the pipelines, with the drilling, with the border, and now with the $1.9 trillion, even though we added 370,000 jobs last month. Kelly McEnany, hearing Jen Psaki, saw the difference and just sees the difference, different way in which the media handles both of them. Cut 17.
President Trump did 5 iterations of bipartisan COVID relief. Imagine if he had promised bipartisanship the entirety of the election, reaching across the aisle, the great deal maker. And then I stood at the podium and said, we just passed the most conservative bill in modern history with not a single Democrat by our side. We'd be mocked. We'd be ridiculed. But they're saying the quiet part out loud. This is the most progressive bill. It's a liberal wish list with a $2 trillion price tag that we will all have to live with.
Wow. Tony, listening in Florida. Hey, Tony.
Hey, morning, Brian. How you doing, buddy?
Good. You got to talk about the border, right?
Yes, sir. First thing I want to say, man, I think you could be the next rush, you know that?
Well, thank you for thinking that. I don't think it will be a next rush, but I love keeping up with everything, and we'll see where we go from here. But what's on your mind?
Right. Well, I'm a retired veteran. I'm also a foreigner from Guyana who came here the right way. My brother sponsored me, and we came here on a green card. I worked 1 year in a factory in New York City, decided that's not going to get me anywhere, so I joined the military. I retired from the military and defended this country in Desert Storm and the rest of the wars. And I feel kind of mad because now we're taking care of all these people that's coming across the border. It's costing us millions and millions of dollars. And my sister, who worked for 40-something years in New York City, only makes $800 in Social Security. Nobody's thinking about these older folks, and she has to live with her sister just to get by.
It's unbelievable. That's what people – Tony, people should compare what's happening at the southern border to people like you. You didn't have an easy life, but you did it the right way. You paid your fees, and then you actually served the country. I mean, there's no reason why Ecuador should have a leg up on Brazil or Nigeria, or Norway. Come on, that's the comparison. Everyone's got a big heart, but we have a big country that has big laws that should be observed. When we come back, Jack Citarelli.
To Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, publisher of The Federalist, and I'm inviting you to join a new conversation with the smartest thinkers out there about the country and where we're going. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast. You can subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, FoxNewsPodcast.com, or wherever you download your podcast. This new show will feature deep dive interviews with newsmakers and some of your favorite Fox News analysts. I hope you'll join me. Subscribe to the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
This is House Call for Health. February is behind us, but it's usually one of the most active months of the year for the flu virus. But not this year. The flu has virtually disappeared from the U.S. Low levels like this haven't been reported in decades. Health experts say the coronavirus is partially to thank. Measures like mask wearing, social distancing, and virtual school and remote working, in addition to a bigger push for people to get the flu vaccine and less people traveling. Dr. Nate Mick, head of the Emergency Department at the Maine
Wayne Medical Center in Portland says he has seen no documented cases this winter and also told the Associated Press that when it comes to children, many parents will tell you this year their kids have been as healthy as they've ever been because they're not swimming in the germ pool at school or daycare the same way they were in prior years. The CDC says there's only been one pediatric flu death reported this year. For more health news, go to FoxNewsHealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Hey, it's Brett Larson, inviting you to download and listen to the new daily Fox on Tech podcast. There's part of a colorful late 90s iMac on Mars. It's an idea that seems a lot like Kickstarter called Build It. This isn't the first time we've heard about North Korea hackers trying to get a leg up on COVID-19, a range that was used for satellite TV service in the 70s. Get the latest trends in technology, cybersecurity alerts, and gadget news daily starting March 15th. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
One of the forgotten players in the Watergate scandal that brought down the Nixon administration was Democrat Speaker of the House Carl Albert of Oklahoma. Standing only 5'4", he was known as the Little Giant from Little Dixie. In 1992, Albert recalled meeting future presidents Nixon and Kennedy on his first day of Congress.
Nixon walked across from the Republican side of the aisle and shook hands with me and asked me if he had a college contest somewhere in the high school, and I won that one. And he asked me if I was one that won that contest. And I said, yes. He said, well, he tried out for it later on, but he didn't get that far. John Kennedy came over to me and introduced himself, and he said, are you the Oklahoma boy that was a Rhodes Scholar? I said, yes. He said, well, I met several Rhodes Scholars. So I met them both the first day.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
Internationally known pastor Bishop T.D. Jakes is fighting the COVID virus with faith and facts.
It is rare that a household has not been touched in some way by the pandemic. Thankfully, help appears to be on the horizon.
The help are the vaccines that scientists say are 90% effective against the coronavirus. But there are myths and fears circulating in the African-American and faith communities that Bishop Jakes decided to take head-on. He hosted a one-hour conversation on YouTube with medical professionals, including Dr. Anthony Fauci, chief medical advisor to the president.
I didn't want to make the decision for people, but I did want to supply them with as much information as possible.
Jakes says faith and science together can powerfully battle the pandemic. It's personal for this megachurch pastor.
Our funeral level has doubled. I have had 13 people to die in 10 days. So regardless of what anybody says or what anybody thinks, this is about saving lives. You can't save souls if you're not willing to save lives.
For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
Demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
So, now there's hot politicians. Governor Christie was hot for a while. And then you have Mike Pompeo is going to be legitimate. Tom Cotton is going to be a legitimate contender in the past for a while. Gavin Newsom was hot. So you see them on television. You watch them for 5 minutes. You see them handle issues. But you wonder to yourself, what do they really like? What led to this? And where do they think they're going? So I had a chance to talk to the hottest politician in America right now, Governor Ron DeSantis. Defiant in many ways, tackling the toughest decision any politician will make. And I think more than war, because war is really a president and some Congress people vote. I think this pandemic, because you have 50 people with 50 different ways of handling health and their consequences. What he did is opened up quick and he closed up quick. Opened up quick, all in the month of April, and he took a lot of heat for it. And there were deaths, but the thing is, a lot of people lived, and the suicide was down, and the kids got to school, and now the businesses are up, and you can go 100% into restaurants. And people wear masks when a store requires it. If not, it's up to you. I like that idea. I love that idea. I hate what's happened to New York. But I wanted to sit down with Governor Ron DeSantis, who's not yet 43. He is somebody who came out of nowhere, was in the Little League World Series where he was a superstar, ends up being so good in baseball and his grade so great, he actually got an offer to go to Yale, and he went. Never been to the Northeast before, where he graduated magna cum laude and went from a four-year starter and captain of Yale to Harvard Law School. And then instead of going to a big firm, joined the Navy as an officer and went to Iraq and then Gitmo. Then out of nowhere, he joins U.S. Congress, and now he's on the cusp of being maybe a leading contender to be the next president. Here's a little from my sit-down and my day with Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida.
So, Governor, what was this day like compared to all the others? I see you with your binder. We start at your house and your family. Then it's over to your office. And then it's multiple stops.
Yeah, pretty typical.
Five stops.
Pretty typical day. And I think you got the full treatment of the kids running around, which is very normal for us. And being able to do some of the things that we've done is pretty much what we've been doing day in and day out. And you got to see some neat stuff. I mean, we were able to go do a senior vaccination site in one of our senior communities. And then you saw the first Johnson & Johnson shots that the state of Florida has administered with our law enforcement personnel. So it's exciting. I feel like we've accomplished a lot.
Then back to the office, and then what you really want to do is get back home.
Yeah.
Family understanding how hard your job is and how long sometimes your days are?
They do, and you remember when I asked Madison this morning, what are we going to do this weekend? Strawberry Festival. So she's really excited about that. Going to go on some carnival rides, be able to let her eat some junk food, and so we're looking forward to doing that.
Which is a lot of pressure on Mrs. DeSantis.
Yes.
And Casey, I was well up for the challenge. It's hard to be around you, be able to cover you for the last few years and not see and hear the buzz about you. And you see the polls with you now 53% approval rating, the Mason-Dixon poll, and you see the what you've done in the state, and then you see the way you received at CPAC. The buzz is that if Donald Trump doesn't run, that Governor DeSantis, even though he's not even 50 yet, he's not even 45, is going to try to be President DeSantis.
Well, look, I think that we're in 2021. I mean, I think the reason why people have appreciated what I'm doing is because I'm here leading every day. I mean, I believe you get into office, you have an opportunity to make a difference in people's lives. You can't be afraid of your own shadow. You got to get out and lead. And that means when things may not be always as popular, like when we put the kids in school, it was very controversial. It's obviously the right thing to do. When we made sure we were protecting these small businesses. So that's kind of what I'm focused on. We're going to have a re-election in 2022. But I think that one of the things I would tell folks when they're, because there's always speculation that people have, we're in a lot of fights right now. And I mean, I think that that'll sort it out. Obviously, people are going to be looking to see what Donald Trump's going to do. But man, we've got big tech. We've got lawlessness. We have election integrity. And so that's what we're just going to focus on every day. But I think the fact that some folks are appreciative of what I was doing, it really is a lesson to other elected officials. Don't go around and try to posture and do stuff. Get things done. I think that's the hunger right now with Republican voters.
Right on your report card.
Yeah.
But the Secretary of State, who is also a big supporter of the president, I think it's vice versa, is Mike Pompeo. And he said the other night, yeah, I'm considering it. So would you say that that's something I could put in? Ron DeSantis could say that you're considering it in 2024, yeah, especially if you win again in 2022.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that because it's so premature to even have the discussion. I got a job to do right now. We work hard every day for it. I'm going to have a great election fight in 2022. Trust me, we had a tough one in 18. Now, I think we're going to have a great record to be able to do it. But that's really what you got to be focused on. And I know there's folks, three, 4 years out are always doing this. But just think about in 2016 cycle. If we were sitting here in 2013, no one would have said Donald Trump. Everyone had all these other ideas about what was going to happen. So these things, it's a lifetime in politics. Get as much done as you can in the here and now. That's what I'm going to be doing, and we're going to run through the tape.
And in 2013, no one would have said Ron DeSantis, he's going to be president someday, would they have? Or in the back of your mind, were you saying?
Well, just my college baseball coach, as you remember. He at Yale, for whatever reason, he thought so. But look, I mean, this state, I mean, I think you got to see a little bit of it. And I know you've been down here a lot. We got some great people in this state. This is an honor and a privilege to be the governor. of a great state, a state where things are happening, a state that people want to come to, a state that's really doing it right and is a dynamic place to be. And there's other states in this country that have seen better days, quite frankly. There's other states where you don't have the same excitement as you do every day here in the state of Florida.
I 100% see that. I understand that, especially there's so much focus on elections in Florida for sometimes the problems you've had, but not last time. The people continue to talk about the division in the party. That you have Liz Cheney, who came out and who's got a lot of respect as a conservative, said, you know, Donald Trump, we have to move on from Donald Trump. Kevin McCarthy, I don't believe, feels that way at all. And I know how the president felt. Do you see a divide in your party?
Not with grassroots voters. I mean, I think that if you look what the president accomplished, people appreciate those accomplishments. Donald Trump upset a lot of kind of stale orthodoxies in the party, and he was right to do it. I mean, we are never going to go back to the failed Republican establishment of yesteryear. Our voters don't want that. We don't want open borders. We don't want weakness against China. And we want to make sure that we're using our military to support our country, but not getting involved in these quagmires. And so I think that Trump reset the dynamic, and I think you have 90% support for that. Some of these people may not like Trump personally, but what they're trying to do is use opposition to Trump, not just against him personally. They want his agenda to no longer be there. They want to go back to the old establishment. That is not happening.
If the president, who you guys are friends with, play golf together, and he's a big supporter of yours, if he says to you, what do you think I should do, Ron? Do you think I should run again? What would you tell him?
You know, I would tell him, honestly, just take care of yourself for a while. All this stuff shakes out. And then as we get into past 2022, we'll see what it looks like and then make your decision at that time. But I think it would be a mistake for him to say, I'm not going to do it right now. But also think it would be a mistake to say, I'm definitely, because things change and you got to figure out where you're going to be.
Now, there's a couple of fights you took on, and one was big tech. And you expressed to me your concern about what happened. Jarred, almost, would you say? You basically took down, they took down a president's ability to communicate on social media. That alarmed the president of Mexico.
Yeah.
That alarmed Angela Merkel.
Sure.
And then they took down a competitor of Twitter, and it's not back yet in Parler. What are you thinking about as governor of Florida, a supporter of the president, when they had this type of reach, and they decided, these competitors decided to unite to shut down?
Well, we cannot allow our country to be run by leftist oligarchs in Silicon Valley. It's as simple as that. They cannot control speech. They should not be able to control commerce. And so we have unveiled a series of big tech reforms that are the strongest anywhere in the country. If you deplatform a candidate, you're getting fined $100,000 a day. If you deplatform or censor an individual Floridian, they have the ability to potentially sue you under our Unfair and Deceptive Trade Practices Act. So can our state attorney general can go after big tech. And then your privacy. They take all your data privacy. They make all this money. You should have the ability to opt out of that. Just because you buy a phone, that doesn't mean they should be able to track you every minute of the day.
Homestead, Florida, is the home for illegal immigrants who cross the border, and we have no place to put them. It became a lightning rod, and people were protesting against President Trump. Well, I don't know if you've heard about the border, but it's being overrun again. What is that going to hit Florida?
I think it's going to hit the whole country, and just think about
that. Well, Homestead in particular, right? You have no control over that.
No, it's a federal facility, and those folks are there or not. And look, my view is Trump had the right policy. The Remain in Mexico worked. Biden is opening the border. And just think how hypocritical this. He tells the average American, you're a Neanderthal if you want to live in an open state. He threatened to quarantine my state of Florida because so many people wanted to travel here. But yet, he will let these people go across the border, even people that have COVID, they're releasing into the communities. It's entirely reckless. It's terrible policy. And it is going to cause problems in our country. And it's being done for ideological reasons. No one can look at this substantively and say that these movements are better than what Trump. Trump got control of the border. It wasn't just the wall. It was also some of the policy.
So we're in Mexico. Governor Lamont happens to be a Democrat. And he basically has the same policy as Texas. Is he a Neanderthal?
Yeah, no, well, exactly. But that's the thing. COVID is used by the corporate media to hit Republicans and people in the other party of them. And the Democrats, they always treat much better. That's just what they've done throughout the whole time in COVID. And even to this day, they will act like some of these states with the top death rates in the country did well. And then they'll look at Florida, one of the oldest states in the country. Our death rate is below the national average. Our senior mortality for COVID per capita is less than 40 other states. We've put seniors first. We protected our nursing homes. We didn't send sick patients to nursing homes. We prevented hospitals from sending sick patients to nursing homes. And it makes a difference in saving lives.
I know you don't really know Governor Cuomo personally that well, but I'm sure you've seen the turmoil with the nursing homes and with the personal accusations of sexual harassment. What's your reaction to what's erupting in New York? This is a guy that was looked at as the anti-Trump. He could communicate. Robert De Niro thinks he's cool.
Well, look, I think on the nursing homes, the issues that every governor had to face, we were given models saying you're going to have no hospital beds in 5 days. Now, those were fake, flawed models. They were basically one step up from astrology. I rejected the models and said we're not sending the patients back to nursing homes. But other governors were under pressure to clear out all these hospital beds. So that's what motivated it. I don't think it was motivated. I think it was more of a panic decision. But that, of any decision any governor makes, whether you protected the nursing homes or didn't, was the most significant in terms of mortality. You could save the most lives by protecting the nursing homes, and you would obviously cost a lot of lives if you made the nursing homes hotbeds for transmission.
You also had the Javits Center. You're probably not familiar with that, but they also had the hospital ship. And you know what you just did? You explained. What do you think about the decision by a chief executive not to explain their mindset and to not be candid about the numbers?
Well, I think what happens is, particularly the corporate press, they're very partisan. They're going to treat a governor like that much different than they'll treat somebody who is a Republican or somebody that supports Trump. And I think that you can get away with some of that. And then now, for whatever reason, the knives are out. But for most of that, we knew the problems with the nursing homes months ago in a lot of these states. We knew the policies were flawed, but it wasn't something that they really wanted to delve into because it would have upset the narrative.
Lastly, just to review just where you've come from, this middle-class kid from the middle of Florida, from Tampa,
Dunedin,
who loves baseball, ends up at Yale, goes to Harvard Law School, then goes and fights in Iraq, joins the military, and then finds himself in the U.S. Congress, and now finds himself governor of the fastest-growing state maybe in the country, and sort of most populous, and I would argue the best country in the world. Did you predict this?
No. You know, I would have wanted to play baseball as long as I could, but, you know, it is what it is. And so, but I think that it's the type of thing where I always just believed in working hard, and good things will happen. And so not everything's gone my way in life, but if you keep working hard, and I tell young people, look, work hard, keep knocking on the door. It may not open the first time, but it will open, and it may not necessarily be the path that you initially thought, but you can still do a lot of great things. And so I think I've been blessed with a strong work ethic, and I think that's one of the reasons why we've been able to be successful.
How proud are your parents of what you've become?
Well, I think they're proud. I mean, I remember when I got on the plane to go to college. I had never really been to New England in my life coming from West Central Florida. I had jean shorts on and a T-shirt. Like, I was Florida man showing up in an Ivy League school. And I think it was almost like something we wouldn't have thought of at the time. And so I think that they were really proud of that. And then I think they appreciated that I was a self-starter, and they knew that I was going to work hard and I was going to do them proud.
Yeah, but the problem is you don't have a car and you don't have your own house.
That's right. Well, when you become governor, it's obviously the governor's mansion. We have young kids, so we don't have an ability to go back and forth a lot of places. So we did sell our home in Ponte Vedra Beach. And then because you have the security, they drive you. And so I sold my F-150 King Ranch. My wife sold her Ford Explorer. And it's odd because from the moment I won the election, we've had security on us since, so that's November of 2018.
Right.
And when I was a congressman, you're just a part. You can do whatever you want. The governor, it's just a different environment. And our kids, I don't know that they know any different at this point because Madison's 4, Mason's going to be 3 at the end of the month, and Mamie's 1. And so it's just interesting. Going to be interesting to watch how they develop in kind of a bubble environment.
Right. I would say they're on the right track from what I saw. So
well, you got to see them in that big punch bowl, which they haven't really done that in about a year and a half. And so that was a pretty interesting thing when they were in the governor's mansion.
So, Governor, thanks for the day, your average work day. But I know you're going to go back to the office and keep working.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for coming down.
Absolutely.
People around here love what you guys are doing, and you guys got a great reception. So good on you.
Thanks so much, Governor.
And Governor DeSantis, very nice of him. By the end of the day, no one wants to be with me for 12 hours. And he did. We talked the whole time. And that was the end interview, which we're not able to air on television. So you heard the first thing and maybe the only time it'll air. Maybe we can post it. But keep in mind, too, when he says the punch bowl, he meant just picture this huge thing. It looks like the Stanley Cup. Two of his kids fit in it. All three of them together are under 4 years old, running around the governor's mansion. His wife, Casey, extremely talented, former an anchor in Jacksonville. Back in a moment, Brian Kilmeade Show.
This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Have you ever heard of anyone crediting their success to just sitting around and doing nothing? Yeah, me neither. So why are you letting your hard-earned savings and retirement accounts just sit around and do nothing? Now is not the time to sit on the sidelines. Now is the time to make your money work as hard for you as you did for your money. Put your savings and retirement accounts into something that will work for you, like real gold and silver. No, not gold and silver stocks, but real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hand. So how do you get real gold and silver? By calling the Oxford Gold Group today, 833-600-GOLD. Now, the Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's easier than you think. Call them now, the Oxford Gold Group, 833-600-GOLD, to get your free gold and silver investment guide. And by the way, if you never decide to sell your gold or silver, the Oxford Gold Group will buy it back. And they don't charge you a penny when you sell them their material. So get the Oxford Gold Group investment guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home or into your retirement account. Call the Oxford Gold Group, 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-GOLD.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply. If you're a man over 40, listen up, because this could impact how much you're getting done during the day and at night. Here's the harsh reality. Once you hit 40, your body has less testosterone. You probably already know this and may have even tried a testosterone supplement that did nothing for you. Here's the good news. Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC, has changed the game again with Nugenix Total T, their most powerful man-boosting formula ever, because it boosts your free testosterone and your total testosterone. Nugenix Total T helps provide even more energy, performance, testosterone, and muscle-boosting ingredients for even better results. And right now, you can get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Just text POWER to 321-321. Offer is not available in stores, so text POWER to 321-321 right now. Get better results in the boardroom and the bedroom with Nugenix Total T. To get your complimentary bottle, text POWER to 321-321. That's P-O-W-E-R to 321-321.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A postal service worker in Chicago who saved an elderly woman makes today's Dean's List. Shonda Lemon, who has worked as a mail carrier with the USPS for 8 years, says she often says hello and has conversations with 89-year-old Helen Owonski, a customer she's delivered mail to for the last 4 years. Shonda says she had a feeling something was wrong after she noticed that Helen had not picked up her mail for 3 straight days. She knew Helen lived alone and didn't have children, and hadn't traveled in years. So Shonda decided to call the police to do a wellness check. Police came to the woman's home within 5 minutes and found Helen on the ground. She had fallen and had been lying on the floor for several days, but she was alive. Helen was brought to the hospital and is recovering, getting stronger every day. Her family is grateful for Shonda. Shonda says she's just doing what she does on a daily basis. Shonda Lemon, you are an angel here on earth, and you made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. Spring break is almost here, a time when many hit the beaches and party. But the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says spring break can wait this year. They recommend not traveling because it increases your chance of getting and spreading the coronavirus. They'd rather see people delay travel and stay home to protect themselves and others. But if you must travel, the CDC suggests taking the following steps for protection. If you're eligible, get a full vaccine, then wait 2 weeks after getting it to travel. Get tested 1 to 3 days before travel and keep your test results with you. Wear a mask when in public settings. Try to avoid crowds. Wash your hands often and use hand sanitizer. Then when you're back, the CDC says you should get tested 3 to 5 days after and stay home. Self-quarantine for a full 7 days after travel, even if your test is negative. For more on the coronavirus, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From his mouth to your ears, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Got a few minutes here, so let's go to the phones. Let's go to Ann listening in Staten Island. Hey, Ann, WABC.
Good morning. This is about Cuomo. He repeatedly says that he does not, he has never touched a woman inappropriately.
Yes.
He seems, as usual, to deflect the problem to the victim. He never, ever admitted, well, he said that he watched that harassment presentation.
He said he sent the staffer, evidently.
Yeah, which is mandatory. I mean, we see that in my office. I don't know if you've ever seen it. There's little scenarios. You have to answer questions.
We do.
He never did that. He does not understand that you don't have to touch a woman inappropriately. There's other ways that you such a man can or a woman can sexually harass somebody. So he obviously never, he lied again, never took the test. And I do want to preface this by saying, one, I think the nursing home situation is really the major one, but I know that there are also people that say, well, a woman can say anything. As he has said, technically and truthfully, I have usually stuck up for the man, stuck up for Trump when he was accused of saying something inappropriately 16 years prior when he
So where do you stand now? You think he should go?
Oh, my God. You know, he's got to go.
Yeah, well, Hank Shinecoff, a longtime Democratic strategist, says, no, they haven't proven anything, even though most of his accusers are Democrats, and all of them are women, let alone what's happening at the nursing homes, arguably much more serious. I don't think there's an argument. Brian Kilmeade Show. Have you seen what's happening with the stock market? Record highs every day. How long can this possibly go on for? By the way, this is exactly what happened right before the 2000.com bubbles burst. Remember that? Protect your savings in retirement by putting them into something safe like real gold and silver. I'm not talking about gold or silver stocks, but into real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. How do you get real gold and silver? By calling the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. Now, the Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's so much easier than you think. So call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-600-GOLD to get your free gold and silver investment guide. The Oxford Gold Group is the only gold and silver company that I trust, and you should too. Get the Oxford Gold Investment Guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home or how to have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-GOLD.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The gum-chewing, rope-twirler, Oklahoma social commentator Will Rogers was a friend of presidents, heads of state, and politicians. He was often quoted in the Congressional Record, as he was in this recording from 1925.
And I received a wire this week from a congressman friend of mine who wants a copy of my plan to read in the Congressional Record. And I feel pretty good about that. That's the highest praise that a humorist can have, is to get your stuff into Congressional Record. You see, ordinarily, you got to work your way up as a humorist and first get into Congress. And then you work on up into the Senate, and then if your stuff is funny enough, it goes into the Congressional Record. But for an outsider to get in there as a humorist without having served his apprenticeship in either the House or the Senate, well, I'm not bragging, but by golly, I feel pretty good big about it.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. When it comes to dealing with the pandemic, governors across the U.S. have taken drastically different approaches, but it's still hard to figure out whether a tough or soft approach to public health orders is more effective.
California Governor Gavin Newsom ordered the nation's first statewide shutdown. Mask wearing there remains mandatory. Indoor dining and other activities are still limited, and Disneyland remains closed. By contrast, Florida has no statewide restrictions. Governor Ron DeSantis has barred municipalities from fining people who refuse to wear masks, and Disney World has been open since July. Yet federal data show California and Florida with the same COVID-19 case rate and similar death rates. Health experts are now trying to sort out which measures were most effective, which had negligible effect, and what may have backfired, driving certain behaviors underground. I'm Ben Thomas.
The World Health Organization granting emergency use listing for the virus vaccine made by Johnson & Johnson, meaning the one-dose shot can now theoretically be used as part of the international COVAX effort to distribute vaccines globally, including to poor countries without any supplies. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and colleague Kirsten Gillibrand lead a list of New York lawmakers calling on Governor Andrew Cuomo to resign in the wake of allegations of sexual harassment and groping. When asked during a White House briefing whether President Biden's in favor of Cuomo stepping down, Press Secretary Jen Psaki was silent.
The president believes that every woman who's come forward, there have now been six, I believe, who have come forward, deserves to have her voice heard, should be treated with respect, and should be able to tell her story. There also is an independent investigation that is ongoing, of course, in the state, with subpoena power overseen by the attorney general.
The embattled Democrat has resisted calls to resign, calling his detractors, quote, reckless and dangerous, saying he was elected by the people, not by lawmakers. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
A year into the pandemic, and commercial air travel appears to be on the upswing.
The U.S. Transportation Security Administration says its agents screened more than 1.3 million passengers at airport security checkpoints nationwide on Friday. A spokesperson said in a tweet that the last time the number was that high was March 15th of last year, just days after the pandemic was declared.
Ken Lorman reports public health officials generally have cautioned against commercial travel since the pandemic began. Former undisputed world middleweight boxing champion Marvelous Marvin Hagler died Saturday unexpectedly at his home in New Hampshire. Hagler held the belt for 7 years in the 80s, defending his title a dozen times before losing it to Sugar Ray Leonard in a 12-round decision. He was the boxer of the decade in the 80s. Marvin Hagler was 66 years old. Breaking news at townhall.com. Amazon taking serious heat for a book ban.
Amazon has announced it would no longer sell books that it says frame transgender and other sexual identities as mental illnesses. One book publisher said Amazon is using its massive power to distort the marketplace of ideas and is deceiving its own customers in the process. Critics have long pointed out that Amazon has a history of censoring books that don't coincide with the company's liberal political views. When Harry Became Sally, previously on Amazon's bestseller list, was banned as Amazon considers it anti-transgender. Patrick Frost reporting.
The new Italian government says it aims to have 80% of the population vaccinated against COVID-19 by the end of September. Premier Mario Draghi's office Saturday announced more goals of the national vaccination program, which only recently has started picking up its pace after delays in vaccine deliveries and other logistics slowdowns. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Wing Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Lockdown began, and you know, places like Florida, it shut down, then it opened up. Places like California, still waiting. New York, little by little, maybe, who knows. Governor Cuomo just announced the quarantine for domestic travel will no longer be required. How farcical is this? The numbers are higher in New York than Florida or from other states, and almost every state. But yet when you come in, you have to quarantine. But when you go anywhere else from New York, they don't have these structures and these restrictions. But now New York will loosen up starting April 1st. But they'll still make you fill out the form. Great. What a great use of the National Guard. Total waste, total party politics. It's about red state, blue state. Senator John Cornyn will be joining us shortly. He has just back from the border. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
It appears that you give validation to something that he has uttered that is racist.
I feel like I'm about to be put in the electric chair because I have a friend who many people think is a racist, so that makes me a racist. What's it got to do with me?
Sharon Osbourne defending Piers Morgan, who's not a racist. American cancel culture bleeding overseas as Europe guards against it and the UK gets infected by it. Two more get cut, I'll explain.
Number two.
Surges tend to respond to hope. And there was a significant hope for a more humane policy after 4 years of, you know, pent-up demand. So I don't know whether I would call that a coincidence.
Demand to come across our border illegally? Pent-up demand? Yeah, there's a pent-up demand to knock off that liquor store. Now that we've told the cops to go home, now they're acting out. Who would have thought? That's Roberta Jackson, a poor excuse for a coordinator for the southern border. President Biden bungles the border and ripple effects through the border states and through Mexico and Central and South American region. As they are saying, as the saying goes, to get help, you got to admit you have a problem. Right now, the administration says we have no problem.
Number one.
There is light at the end of this dark tunnel in the past year. But we cannot let our guard down now or assume that victory is inevitable. Together, we're going to get through this pandemic and usher in a healthier and more hopeful future.
At least that's what the prompter says. 1 year since America shut down, and there are more and more promising signs we're ready to pull out of this. And now we got a $1.9 trillion rescue package that rescues nothing but maybe the Democratic Party. Joining us now, Senator John Cornyn, Judiciary, Finance, and Intelligence Committees, key member on the Republican side. Senator, welcome back.
Thanks, Brian. Good to be with you.
Senator, do you go to the border today or yesterday?
Actually, I'm going tomorrow back, but of course I've been to the border many, many times, and we've seen this movie before, Brian. If you remember when President Obama called a similar surge in unaccompanied minors and others seeking asylum in the United States a humanitarian nightmare, and that's what this is, and it is striking that the administration doesn't even consider this to be anything other than a challenge. I think they're in denial, and they don't really understand the forces that they've unleashed here on top of the pandemic, and I think it's a dangerous situation.
You know, I'm talking to Congressman Cuellar on Monday. I know you respect him, Democrat, and he was offended. If I could, you know, just by he said, I cannot believe Susan Rice sends a delegation down there to examine the border. I'm on the border. Those are my people. I've studied this. No one even asked me or told me they were coming. Have you ever seen such a stiff arm?
No, I think, and it's, and they're causing themselves unnecessary damage. I mean, we need to work together to try to get in front of this problem, but it's going to take some changes in the law, things like that Congressman Cuellar and I are doing to process, for example, unaccompanied children claiming asylum while they're still being held by Health and Human Services, that rather than releasing people, as we are now, into the interior of the country, telling them to come back in a couple of years. There's 1.2 million backlogged immigration cases before the immigration courts. Half of the people who are given a notice to appear in the future don't show up. The smugglers and the people who profit from this have cracked the code. They've figured out how to navigate the gaps and problems in American law, and we need to try to work together on a bipartisan basis to fix it. But right now there doesn't seem to be the will on the part of the Biden administration to do anything to stem the flow.
But it's like I can't figure out whether they're in over their heads or they just don't care enough. Because what you do immediately is you go to the State Department. I need my key guys, or women, down to Ecuador, down to El Salvador, down to Guatemala, down to Honduras to go meet with those government officials to find out what the advertising is on the ground and tell them your aid is cut off, or you could choose to enhance it if depending on their needs, unless this stops. And then you empower the Border Patrol. But you know, this is what I like about it, Senator. It's not you, a Republican, against a Democratic president. The Mexican president, a socialist, this President Labrador, who got along with our president, foreign president, so well, he said, Mexico says the Biden asylum policies are boosting illegals and the cartels. Here's the quote. They see him, meaning Biden, as the migrant president. We need to work together to regulate the flow because the business can't be tackled from one day to the next. So they see the ineptness and the danger.
Well, and President Lopez Obrador knows that Mexico is bearing the burden of people traveling through their country as well. So that's why he agreed with President Trump to this migrant protection program, which allowed up to 25,000 people who were claiming asylum in the United States to remain in Mexico. That's another contributing factor to the problem we're seeing on the border now. It seems like the main principle, if you could call it that, that guides the administration's behavior is whatever Trump did, we're going to do the opposite. And they haven't planned for nor thought through what are the consequences of that.
Listen, we were there. I was at the border. You live there in Texas, Senator. And I saw how bad it was. And that was an administration trying to solve the problem. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine an administration not trying to solve the problem. That's the scary thing. And so we discussed that. So when you go to the border, besides a high-ranking senator going to the border, what are you going to be looking for?
Well, first of all, we're going to talk to the folks in Carrizo Springs that are trying to figure out how to accommodate these unaccompanied children as they're being processed and see what they need. But you can imagine in an age of COVID-19, there's not a heck of a lot of social distancing going on. People are being packed in because they're simply overwhelming the capacity. The other thing we're going to do is talk to people who live in those border communities. They're being overwhelmed, too. They're having to provide resources to these migrants to help deal with this influx of humanity due to what the federal government is not doing. And I do think it's a combination of being really in denial over what their policies, what the implications of their policies are, and just being detached from the people who know best about the problem and how to solve it. And that is the folks in our border communities and people who represent border states, and they're not talking to us.
So far they're not. We actually know how to solve it. So this $1.9 trillion package was going to be signed by the president, but it's all done. Jen Psaki described it this way. Cut 14.
We're about to pass a historic, the most progressive bill in American history. And the president will sign it on Friday.
So progressive bill in American history. I can't imagine it working to anyone's political benefit to call it the most progressive bill, just as it would be folly if President Trump said, we just signed the greatest conservative tax cut ever.
Yeah, they're having a problem staying on message, although the press secretary was channeling Bernie Sanders, who said the same thing. He said it was the most progressive bill he's ever seen passed since he's been in the Senate. But we all know what the facts are. I think we just need to try to address the PR campaign that's going to be the President Biden and folks who voted in favor of this Trojan horse. There is so much money being spent here, and so much of it is unrelated to COVID-19 that even economists like Larry Summers say you're threatening the country with inflation because you're pouring so much money into the American economy at a time when it's finally beginning to recover from the pandemic. So it's completely reckless, but this gave him a chance to jam it through, notwithstanding President Biden's talk about unity and healing the divisions in the country. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer want none of it. They just want power. They want to jam things through if they can, and unfortunately they did.
And I understand infrastructure is next, and that also can be passed on reconciliation. Is that correct?
Well, it's tricky. It's tricky because reconciliation is supposed to be limited to budgetary matters, and as you saw, the $15 minimum wage mandate fell by the wayside, as did the tunnel in California and the bridge in New York. So it's tricky, but we're starting to already see some Democrats and some independents like Angus King, who caucuses with the Democrats, say, you know, we're racking up so much federal debt here, somebody's going to have to pay that money back. The question is it going to be me and our generation or the next generation and beyond? So I think there are even some Democrats starting to have some concerns about the spending splurge, and I think it does jeopardize some of these other things that logically would be bipartisan, like infrastructure, immigration reform, if we could try to figure out how to get some things done there. But all of this sort of go it alone, my way or the highway, partisan legislating that we've seen so far from this administration and this majority in the Senate and the House, I think are undermining our ability to try to actually get things done on a bipartisan basis.
Senator Scott's in charge of getting the Senate back to being Republican. You guys got to defend, I think, 20 seats. Yeah, and Senator Blunt is going to retire now, too.
Right.
So I guess it's another. How hard is this task? You've dealt with this before. You've been in that spot before.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, you know, we just need to recruit good candidates, and the good news is there's a lot of great talent out there, and I know Senator Scott and all of us will be working to try to encourage the best and the brightest to run for these seats. But I do think that the excesses of the current administration and the backlash I think you're going to see across the country. I mean, they sent stimulus checks, Brian, to people who were inmates and incarcerated in prison. We tried to get that stripped out of the bill, and they voted against it. And so a lot of this stuff I think is going to come back to bite them, and it'll unify Republicans and conservatives and common sense independents. And I think 2022, if we do a good job recruiting, should be a good year.
It could be. It's not going to be a layup.
No.
And then, of course, you're within striking distance in the House. A lot of people getting real nervous. He has 53% approval rating right now. But when you see the jobs lost in this green agenda, and now you see the $1.9 trillion, when we just gave the government $900 billion, I'm wondering how much worse this can get in the next 2 years. Senator,
it's scary.
So, yeah, I am. And I know you're always so calm under pressure. And I'm not even talking about Republican or Democrat. I'm scared for the country because I just don't think that I am not sure who's running this place.
Yeah, I'm not sure Joe Biden's in complete control, but he's surrounded with a bunch of pretty radical people who I think are oppressing him. And so far, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi have just had their foot on the gas and just don't see any signs of them taking it off.
And lastly, I know you got to run, but Senator, is this the same Joe Biden you work with for 20 years? Or is he?
You know, Joe Biden is really a nice man and a likable guy. Unfortunately, that he sort of masks the radicalism in his administration. And as I said earlier, I'm not sure he's in complete charge of what's going on there. I know when a number of Republicans went up to talk about the stimulus bill, offered a $600 billion alternative, they had a nice conversation with the president. Meanwhile, the chief of staff was shaking his head no during the whole time. So you begin to wonder, like, who is in control of what's happening there? And unfortunately, I think I know the answer.
Yeah, the old Biden would have been in control, right?
Yes.
Gotcha. Senator, I know you got to run. Thanks so much for your time. Good luck at the border.
Thanks, Brian. Take care.
You got it. Admiral James Servetus at the bottom of the hour. You're next. 1-866-408-7669. We'll talk cancel culture, too.
Giving you everything you need to know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-722-4547. 800-722-4547. 800-722-4547. 800-722-4547.
Need cash fast? Figure can help. A Figure personal loan is a smart, fast way to get up to $50,000 from the comfort of home. Just go to figure.com and apply online in minutes. You can check your rate without affecting your credit. Whether you need cash for past, present, or future, Figure can have you funded in as few as 2 business days. Stop paying those sky-high interest rates and consolidate debt at a lower interest rate. Just go to figure.com. That's figure.com. Figure Lending LLC. Equal Opportunity Lender. NMLS 1717824. Terms and conditions apply. Figure.com.
Mike, room 4 is ready to go. Like, now?
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Kelly, room 2 needs to be...
Like at Dr. Moore's dermatology practice. To keep pace with new patients, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Bonus track with Laura Ingle.
Taking you deep inside the music. Imagine having a catalog of music that spans 45 years and being asked to pick a favorite and worst song. That's what AC/DC's Angus Young was asked to do in a new interview with Vulture. His number one pick after thinking about it was Riff Raff. Young says that's his guitar answer and says if it's for a whole song, it would have to be Thunderstruck. As for the most regrettable song, Young appeared to have an easier time singling out just one track, pointing to the band's lone ballad, Love Song. Young says he remembers thinking at the time, who in their right mind would want this to go out? The plan ultimately worked in AC/DC's favor. Once the record was placed in the hands of radio station DJs, they elected to play the B-side. The cover of Baby Please Don't Go. Young says they scored a hit, and that was the one saving grace of the song. Laura Ingle, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Tom Holland. The actor takes a dark, dramatic turn for his new movie, Cherry, based on a semi-autobiographical book about an Army veteran with PTSD who becomes addicted to drugs, then turns to bank robbery to pay off his debts. He made sure to do a lot of prep and research, speaking with those with similar experiences to his character.
It was incredibly important and valuable to the process of, you know, bringing this character to life. If I'm honest, I didn't really know much about PTSD or addiction or just the opioid epidemic. So for me, the more I could learn about people's actual experiences, the stronger foundations I could build to kind of create this character from.
Holland is currently working on the next Spider-Man movie, has a video game-based movie Uncharted out in 2022, and says the variety of genres on his resume isn't necessarily strategic, but it's welcome.
I love variety, and I love changing things up and pushing myself in ways I haven't been pushed before.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Jesse Ed Davis, one of the few successful Native American rock artists, was well known as a session guitarist who recorded solo albums, as well as working with a who's who of major artists in the 1970s and 80s. In a 1972 interview, Jesse discussed recording albums in the heyday of AM radio's programming demands.
To have to consider the fact that you're making a commercial product, have to consider the fact that you have to fit in line with the company's image, you have to consider the fact that you have to try and get your record played on AM radio, is almost incredible limitation on a person's music. And I really find it very degrading, personally. Do you bend to the way they want you to play, or do you be true to your music, your art? You know, it's so rough.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. Show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Piers Morgan was all of us when he was dressing down Meghan Markle and calling her out on the blatant lies that she's told. She can't even keep her story straight, by the way. If anybody remembers, about 3 years ago, she said on a panel that she does not read newspapers, that she does not check social media because she doesn't like to read stories about her. Well, apparently that's not true, because she's now telling everybody that she was suicidal because of bad press, it's because of racism, even though she's not even, you know, you look at her, you would not be able to discern just by looking at Meghan Markle that she's black. And so what they're basically saying is that you're not allowed to critique Meghan Markle. And for her to put in this phone call to have his voice silenced because she's unhappy with the press that's being sent about her, which, by the way, is felt across the globe. She's a typical leftist narcissist.
That is Candace Owens letting everybody know that criticizing Meghan Markle should not get you canceled, even though it may have gotten, for temporarily, Piers Morgan canceled. He got 41,000 complaints because he said everything about her. He doesn't believe a word she said. He stormed off his own set, which is never wise, and then decided, you know what, I quit my morning show, which evidently he revitalized, and he got paid for his opinions. He gives his opinions. And now, get this, they have essentially a word police. They are investigating him. What do you mean you're investigating him? What does that have to do with it? Why are you investigating him? So among the people that stood up for him was Sharon Osbourne. Listen to the heat she got just for standing up to him. Cut 28.
Everybody has a right to say what they feel with freedom of speech. Did I like everything he said? Did I agree with what he said? No. Because it's his opinion, it's not my opinion.
What would you say to people who may feel that you, while you're standing by your friend, it appears that you give validation or safe haven to something that he has uttered that is racist? Even if you don't agree, am I saying it right?
I don't know what he's uttered that's racist. I feel even like I'm about to be put in the electric chair because I have a friend who many people think is a racist, so that makes me a racist. What's it got to do with me?
And he's not a racist. What he said is he doesn't believe her. He doesn't believe the royal family is racist. It's nuts. It's crazy. Rich, listen on WABC. Rich.
Hey, Brian, thank you for taking my call.
No problem.
Help me get through this. I'm not a public speaker. We're being duped again. Being duped again slowly. Within the last 2 weeks, there's been a surge at the border. There's cases coming through. And within the last 2 weeks, the media and the government have also started normalizing the reopening of the country. Is that true, what I'm saying?
Normalizing what?
They're normalizing the reopening of the country. It's allowed to talk about reopening. Yeah. They're talking about the schools reopening, the economy reopening. So they're starting with normalizing reopening. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, they are, and they should. And you're saying that that coincides with opening up the border?
Yes, it does. Because what they're going to do next, because they're spread, the federal government is responsible for this COVID spike that's coming and any possible close down. It's all their fault.
Yeah. I don't know. Local governments, too. We got 18 states without a mask mandate. Maryland's about to open. New Jersey's opening up more. Connecticut. We know about Texas, and they're going to be looking into doing something in Ohio.
News Podcasts Network. It's Kennedy Saves the World.
There should be a proliferation of voices. There are a proliferation of voices within the libertarian movement. There are libertarians who have strong disagreements with each other. You know what they do? They have little symposiums and they argue about it. They don't go firebombing each other's houses. And John Brennan, I don't trust you. I don't need to hear from you, but I will take down your arguments one at a time.
Kennedy Saves the World. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Did you hear the news? Now you can. With instant updates from Fox News for Amazon Alexa. Breaking stories and top headlines. Daily coronavirus developments. The economy and so much more. Brought to you by Fox News. America's number one cable news network. Plus, setup couldn't be easier. Because everything's ready to go in the app. Just say,
Alexa, play news from Fox.
In Fox News.
It's the latest when you need it. On demand. From Fox News and Amazon Alexa. Fox Nation presents podcasts, Women of the Bible Speak.
I'm Shannon Bream, host of Fox News at Night and author of the new book, Women of the Bible Speak, The Wisdom of 16 Women and Their Lessons for Today, where I examine the timeless stories of women in the Bible. Join me and some of my friends for this limited podcast series as we discuss what it means to be a woman of faith. The first episode is available March 22nd. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, FoxNewsPodcast.com, or wherever you download your podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app. The voices America trusts. Download it now. Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app. The voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, publisher of The Federalist, and I'm inviting you to join a new conversation with the smartest thinkers out there about the country and where we're going. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast. You can subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, FoxNewsPodcast.com, or wherever you download your podcast. This new show will feature deep dive interviews with newsmakers and some of your favorite Fox News analysts. I hope you'll join me. Subscribe to the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. This is Fox News Talk.
Headlines Rewind.
1991.
The liberation of Kuwait has begun. In conjunction with the forces of our coalition partners, the United States has moved under the code name Operation Desert Storm.
Kuwait is liberated. Iraq's army is defeated. Our military objectives are met.
I don't know too much about him, but I knew that people was complaining about his apartment smelling. You know, everybody smelled a funny odor, but nobody knew what it was.
This is high-tech lynching. I cannot shake off these accusations because they play to the worst stereotypes we have about black men in this country.
Because of the HIV virus that I have attained, I will have to retire from the Lakers today.
News as it happens then. News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A 105-year-old woman from New Jersey who beat COVID-19 makes the Dean's List for sharing her secrets to a long, healthy life. Lucia DeClercq is the oldest patient at the Mystic Meadows Rehab and Nursing Center in Little Egg Harbor Township. She says she prays every day and avoids junk food. One other thing, she loves raisins soaked in gin. She says you put them in a mason jar and keep them for 9 days. After 9 days, eat 9 a day. It tastes like candy. Did Lucia expect to live to be 105? No way. Michael Neiman, the administrator at the nursing center, says she just received her second COVID-19 vaccine. Lucia experienced only mild symptoms and had a low-grade fever for 1 day. Mr. Neiman says he thinks people are fascinated by the story because they see that you can be 105 years old and still recover from the virus. Lucia, this Dean's List is for you. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Information you want, truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
We cannot allow our country to be run by leftist oligarchs in Silicon Valley. It's as simple as that. They cannot control speech. They should not be able to control commerce. And so we have unveiled a series of big tech reforms that are the strongest anywhere in the country. If you deplatform a candidate, you're getting fined $100,000 a day. If you deplatform or censor an individual Floridian, they have the ability to potentially sue you under our Unfair and Deceptive Trade Practices Act. So can our state attorney general can go after big tech. And then your privacy. They take all your data privacy. They make all this money. You should have the ability to opt out of that. Just because you buy a phone, that doesn't mean they should be able to track you every minute of the day.
And that is Governor DeSantis told me that last Friday. We did spent a day together talking about the various issues and seeing how he's handling the pandemic and keeping things opened up rather than locked down like the city I'm in now in New York. Joining us now is Tim Pool, an independent journalist, commentator, very successful podcast. Tim, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So Tim, first off, you kind of burst on the scene where Occupy Wall Street protest back in 2011?
Oh, yeah, a while back.
What did you do there?
So I began live streaming. I had a mobile phone. It was the advent of, for the first time, you could just use a mobile phone to broadcast to the world. It caught a lot of journalists off guard, being able to watch in real time what was happening on the ground during these protests. And I guess the big moment for me was when I did a 22-hour-long broadcast in New York. People were running to bring me batteries, because this was when the police had started clearing the park out. I think for a lot of people in America, they had not realized this technology was, right here. And for me, I was just, some guy who showed up and said, hey, look what I can do. And I did it. And then from there, it just, we rapidly expanded in terms of technology and social media and independent broadcasting. And, here we are now, I guess.
Wow. Fusion TV was one of your employers. Vice is one of your employers. How would you characterize your views?
It's almost impossible to determine what it even means to be left, right, liberal, conservative these days.
Yep.
Because I'm from Chicago. I've always been, I voted for Obama in 2008. I was really let down on the war issue. And I've always considered myself to be fairly liberal. My family is they're all lifelong Democrats. But now when you look to the Democratic Party, it's unrecognizable. When I talk to my friends who are still Democrat voters, they seem to be, it may sound biased, but uninformed. And then when I talk to my friends who have either rejected the Democratic Party or decided to vote for Trump, they seem to know a bit more about what's going on. They seem to be more concerned.
So, yeah, I mean, and who knows? We know that a lot of Republicans don't want any part of Trump. A lot live and die with them. And a lot of Democrats, I just saw the Democratic delegation walked out in Nevada because the leadership went over to the Democratic Socialists. They said, I cannot handle this. I'm out of here.
Yeah, I think that to me is scary, actually, because we're seeing polarization. The Democratic Socialists, many of which are overly, woke into this critical theory stuff, which I think is horrifying. It's one of the things that really scares me about the Democratic Party today. And you see the Republican Party has become the party of Trump, and these people are often at each other's throats. So as the Democratic establishment can't, they can't maintain any kind of moderate ideology, and the left is just coming in and taking ground, I think politics in this country is going to start getting way more extreme, and I'm really worried about, violence and riots. We've got the Chauvin trial now in Minneapolis, which people are already assuming no matter what happens, there's going to be more leftist riots. That's the stuff that freaks me out, makes me worried about, you know, where we're headed as a country.
I do hope this, and I have a different theory. My hope is that people are going to look at the what's happened in San Francisco where they're financing at $65,000 a year per tent for the homeless population to thrive. And they're seeing what's happening in California with the illegal immigrants, come one, come all. And I think some are seeing with the cancel culture, almost all of it comes from the left and now bleeding to other countries from our country. And I think a lot of people are saying, count me out. Count me out of this craziness.
I agree. And I hope more people wake up. You know, just the other day, we have this big story, I guess. Pepe Le Pew, a cartoon character, is now being removed. They canceled him. He's fired from his job. He's not even a real creature. He's not even a real person. It's a cartoon character. They got rid of him because, you know, it's offensive, I guess. But even Whoopi Goldberg on The View said, I don't understand what they're doing. Why are they doing this? Stop erasing things. And I'm like, yes. Like, I think it's fine to criticize, you know, art from the past if you think it was offensive. But to just start banning and purging and erasing and, you know, look, I think it's silly to talk about the cartoon characters, to be completely honest, or Dr. Seuss, but it's grains of sand making a heap. They keep chipping away. And I think the bigger issue was the tearing down of all these statues. But I will say in regards to the cartoon character stuff, at least you're now seeing people like Whoopi Goldberg and, you know, I guess liberals finally realizing, hey, they're taking your cartoons away. They're taking your children's books. And it's actually starting to get at least some of them to realize cancel culture is not going to stop. And they're going to eventually cancel you and they're going to take your job.
Bill Maher is saying the same exact thing. And don't tell me he's a right-wing zealot. He's anything but. So I'm talking with Tim Pool now. So, Tim, just off my first soundbite that I got from Governor DeSantis, he saw what big tech did to the president in particular and others since. And he's saying, and by the way, that even alarmed Angela Merkel and other leaders around the world. They basically said, you're not allowed on social media. These competitors united to cancel the president. So he cannot get on Twitter. He's releasing statements now. And he came out with a program that says if you start deplatforming people, you are now susceptible to legal action. Do you think that's where other states have to do this?
Yes. And I'll tell you what's really funny is, like I said, I've always considered myself fairly liberal. I've always been, you know, on the side of we got to regulate these big corporations that are, you know, violating the rights of people. And here I am still in the same place. Like, wow, it's really bad that tech oligarchs in Silicon Valley with, you know, a hyper-partisan political bias are trying to damage our democratic institutions, our republic, banning their political opponents. So when I hear someone like Ron DeSantis or I hear about what's going on in Texas with Paxton, you know, because he's going up against Twitter, I'm like, good. I don't care if you're a conservative or a Democrat or Republican, whatever. I've always been saying we should not allow massive monopolies to destroy our rights. So I think what DeSantis came out and said and what he's been doing, a lot of people are saying it's very presidential. You know, I think Trump will still be the guy in 2024, but I got to say, I'm excited to see that he's taking a stand because very few have done enough. And I even got friends who are like not even conservatives who are like, I want to live in Florida now. And so I'm just laughing like, all right, man.
And Texas.
You like the guy, you know?
Right. And so I'm going to continue to play this. So I was just reading in your background a little bit. People advice, your former employer described you as a lefty or progressive or for your anti-corporate politics. But others describe you as right wing, which is, I think, is a good thing because you describe yourself as a social liberal who supported Bernie Sanders. Did you support Sanders in 2016?
I really, really did, and I believe he let me down. But I'll clarify this too. If you go back and look at what Bernie was saying, especially at like Vox.com, that's V-O-X, they were criticizing him because Bernie and Trump shared policies on foreign trade. And you know, bringing factories back. Now I think Bernie sold out, and so within like a it was even during the debates I was like, what's he doing? But I shouldn't say young, but younger. Very idealistic and very much like Bernie seems to be the guy. And like many people, you know, I didn't vote for Donald Trump in 2016, but I certainly wasn't going to vote for Hillary, and I'm certainly not going to vote for Joe Biden. So, you know, Bernie sort of changed. My views have definitely changed quite a bit. I've become especially big on the Second Amendment. But that's where I was. I was, like I said, Vice called me a lefty. And then the funny thing is they call me right wing. But it's like maybe it's just – I'm kind of in the middle, leaning a little to the left. Politics in this country has gotten so insane, you're either far left or far right or whatever, and people can't really see that regular Americans are kind of in the middle on most of these issues.
I would believe so, and I also think that when it comes to taking down the statues, America was for our history. Everybody knew in fourth grade when they were telling you about George Washington, they told us about slaves. In 1976, I'm older than you, I watched, you know, I was in grade school when Roots was out. And they had 5 days of brutality, the way they were treated by early Americans. Who the hell watched that and thought they soft-pedaled slavery? Not a person. So now all of a sudden, like, well, we got to take down Lincoln was not pro-black enough. So we got to take him down and his name off grammar schools. If that is not the craziest thing you've heard, I don't know what is. Among the people, they're canceling our past. Tulsi Gabbard, a Democrat, Hawaii, cut 41.
Let's look down the path and say, okay, well, where does this cancel culture lead us? You see the final expression of cancel culture in Islamist terrorist groups like ISIS and Al-Qaeda, who basically go and behead those who are they deem to be infidels or heretics in order to silence them, in order to protect others from being misled by those heretical ideas in the eyes of an ISIS or Al-Qaeda.
She's basically not welcome in the Democratic Party anymore, and she's not even a centrist.
I supported Tulsi. I was such a big fan. I donated to her campaign. I was cheering for her when she dropped that bomb on Kamala Harris on the debate stage, and it really was because I've always been fairly left. I do disagree with Tulsi on certain issues, nuclear power, Second Amendment, for instance, which it was like one of the last shining lights that the Democratic Party had to offer, in my opinion. And they excised her. They booted her out. They insulted her. They smeared her. And she's right about this cancel culture stuff. It's like 1984. You know, they change the street names, they take down all the art, all the statues, and I worry because I'm 35. I just my birthday was the other day, and I'm old enough to have seen the statues. I'm old enough to have read the history. But what about the kids today who are not being taught this stuff in schools, who will not see the history, and then will be doomed to repeat it because they forgot it?
And the thing is, we're talking to Tim Pool now, independent journalist, commentator with a very successful podcast called Tim Pool's Daily Show. So Tim, what we always learned about America is we really changed the world with our philosophy. From the Declaration of Independence to the Constitution, we have to live up to the Constitution. And along the way is a process of growth. I mean, that we had the 1860, we had a war that was won by the North in 1865, and we needed further improvement, mainly because of the assassination of Lincoln. We would have been a lot better off had he been able to combine with the Ulysses S. Grant and Frederick Douglass and flooded teachers and housing down to the South and made the transition. We'd have a better chance of the transition. But because we didn't do it right, we had the 1960s, and we continue to make progress. But somehow along the way, it wasn't fast enough. We're not equal enough. And now this generation feels as though our past is not good enough for them. What the hell did they do that makes our past not worthy of their study?
Well, it's actually, I blame the parents. You know, I think it's the easy way to look at it. It's these kids who weren't taught why it's so important to understand our history. I've been around the world. When I worked for Vice, I've been to all over. I've been in the Middle East. I've been in Europe, in Brazil, at these major conflicts and these major crises. And it's an amazing feeling when you go to these countries and you witness, civil unrest, fighting, revolution. You see the anger in these people's eyes, and you come back to America and realize how amazing this country is. I was in Brazil. People in Brazil don't have a right to free speech. You can go to jail for telling a joke. I come back to America and you can flick off the president. I'm like, wow, we are a truly, great nation. And the ideas that were created in the American Revolution traveled around the world. It kind of woke people up that you don't have to just bend the knee to these autocrats, these kings.
Yep.
That it's the government is for of by the people. And now what's scary is the things that are getting removed. Statues. I don't care what the statue represents or what it is. It's a piece of history. You might not like the person the statue is of, but it's a reminder so that every day when you walk past that, you see a statue of Lincoln and the slave being freed. You ask yourself, what does that mean? Why is it here? And then there will be an elder who will say, well, the statue was put here to commemorate that we as a country decided slavery was wrong and we fought to end it and we won. They removed that statue. So these kids are going to grow up never seeing or hearing this, and it makes me worried. They're going to bring back the bad ideas, that we got rid of, and we try to remember why we got rid of them.
So what bothers me most is America was exporting this culture, this constitution. We'd help out. We do write huge checks around the world, and we still represent the world's best hope of freedom. But now we're exporting this woke culture. And Douglas Murray joined me now for he's a deep thinker, writer, who just wrote Madness of Crowds. He joined me from England today about Piers Morgan getting out, losing his job because he disagreed with Meghan Markle and thought she lied. And he talked about what's happening in America that's now happening there. Cut 44.
People like me, who have always been admiring and friendly towards America, are starting to worry about this. American culture wars seem to now be going around the world, and they are epitomized in the form of Meghan Markle, now the Duchess of Sussex. And now we see the example of Piers Morgan simply saying something that a lot of people in Britain think, like a lot of people around the world, which is that Meghan Markle was at the very least exaggerating, most likely just lying in a range of things she said in her Oprah Winfrey interview. And for that, now Piers Morgan has lost his job.
He's right, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can't believe it. Meghan Markle apparently said that she was mentally ill. She had suicidal thoughts and was seeking help, and she was rejected. And Piers Morgan said, I don't believe that for a minute. And I agree with Piers. I feel like if even a child off the street went to someone in the royal family and said, I'm feeling, you know, ill and need help, they would help this person. I mean, anybody would. It's just a crazy story. But then Piers Morgan, apparently 41,000 people complained, and then he walks off the job. What's crazy to me is that it's you've got this American actress who marries into the royal family, and now are they going to cancel the monarchy in the UK? Is that how crazy the culture war has gotten?
Well, not until people take a stand, but the problem is if corporate America says, I don't want to hear from Douglas Murray or Tim Pool, you're going to have a hard time getting a book deal. If it's going to have a hard time maybe getting the word out, if the podcast would carry you. And if people at Fox decide that they don't want me to talk a certain way, I'm out. So I don't have my own conglomerate. I don't have my own Twitter. Nobody has their own publishing company that I know. So we could have great ideas, and you could stand up to the cancel culture. But where's Parler today? They stood up, and the conglomerates got together and silenced them. Tim, we got to do this again. Congrats. How do we get your podcast?
It's on iTunes, Spotify, the Tim Pool Daily Show, and I have another show. It's called Timcast IRL.
Go get him, Tim. Great talking to you.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
You got it. Back in a moment with your calls. You listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Expanding your knowledge base. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Have you ever heard of anyone crediting their success to just sitting around and doing nothing? Yeah, me neither. So why are you letting your hard-earned savings and retirement accounts just sit around and do nothing? Now is not the time to sit on the sidelines. Now is the time to make your money work as hard for you as you did for your money. Put your savings and retirement accounts into something that will work for you, like real gold and silver. No, not gold and silver stocks, but real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hand. So how do you get real gold and silver? By calling the Oxford Gold Group today, 833-600-GOLD. Now, the Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's easier than you think. Call them now, the Oxford Gold Group, 833-600-GOLD, to get your free gold and silver investment guide. And by the way, if you never decide to sell your gold or silver, the Oxford Gold Group will buy it back. And they don't charge you a penny when you sell them their material. So get the Oxford Gold Group investment guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home or into your retirement account. Call the Oxford Gold Group, 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-GOLD.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply. If you're a man over 40, listen up, because this could impact how much you're getting done during the day and at night. Here's the harsh reality. Once you hit 40, your body has less testosterone. You probably already know this and may have even tried a testosterone supplement that did nothing for you. Here's the good news. Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC, has changed the game again with Nugenix Total T, their most powerful man-boosting formula ever, because it boosts your free testosterone and your total
testosterone. Nugenix Total T helps provide even more energy, performance, testosterone, and muscle-boosting ingredients for even better results. And right now, you can get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Just text POWER to 321-321. Offer is not available in stores. So text POWER to 321-321 right now. Get better results in the boardroom and the bedroom with Nugenix Total T. To get your complimentary bottle, text POWER to 321-321. That's POWER to 321-321.
Hey, it's Brett Larson, inviting you to download and listen to the new daily Fox on Tech podcast. There's part of a colorful late 90s iMac on Mars. It's an idea that seems a lot like Kickstarter called Build It. This isn't the first time we've heard about North Korea hackers trying to get a leg up on COVID-19, a range that was used for satellite TV service in the 70s. Get the latest trends in technology, cybersecurity alerts, and gadget news daily starting March 15th. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. Fox Nation presents podcasts, Women of the Bible Speak.
I'm Shannon Bream, host of Fox News at Night and author of the new book, Women of the Bible Speak, The Wisdom of 16 Women and Their Lessons for Today, where I examine the timeless stories of women in the Bible. Join me and some of my friends for this limited podcast series as we discuss what it means to be a woman of faith. The first episode is available March 22nd. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, FoxNewsPodcast.com, or wherever you download your podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
To your ears, it's Brian Kilmeade.
What Meghan Markle said was so nasty and insinuating and destructive. She said somebody in the royal family said something about the possible skin color of their baby. This could be a totally innocuous remark. Just like you say, you know, the father's ginger. I wonder whether the baby will be ginger. It's perfectly possible that somebody said something along those lines to Harry or Meghan at some point. She tells Oprah Winfrey that this is racism. No way is that racism. But she says it is. Now the royal family is racist.
And that is Douglas Murray, the madness of crowds, putting this in perspective from Britain about what American culture is doing to Britain. And now it's blowing up and targeting, it seems, the royal family. In fact, here's what the Buckingham Palace said after the interview, and it aired the next day on Tuesday. The whole family is saddened to learn the full extent of how challenging the last few years have been for Harry and Meghan. The issues raised, particularly that of race, are concerning. While some recollections may vary, they are taken very seriously and will be addressed by the family privately. Harry, Meghan, and Archie, that's their kid, and will always be much loved for family members. For Harry to say, yeah, I heard that, but I'm not going to talk anymore about that. For Meghan to say, Harry said that's what he heard. Can you imagine if that was you in the middle? Oh, you're a racist, but we're not going to tell you who said it, but we're going to give you that label. 75% of the British Kingdom, evidently in the Commonwealth of the United Kingdom, outside the country, is African American or minority. How do you think they feel today? They're angry. They believe Meghan. Is that right? Not to me. Have you Have you seen what's happening with the stock market? Record highs every day. How long can this possibly go on for? By the way, this is exactly what happened right before the 2000.com bubbles burst. Remember that? Protect your savings in retirement by putting them into something safe like real gold and silver. I'm not talking about gold or silver stocks, but into real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. How do you get real gold and silver? By calling the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. Now, the Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's so much easier than you think. So call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-600-GOLD to get your free gold and silver investment guide. The Oxford Gold Group is the only gold and silver company that I trust, and you should too. Get the Oxford Gold Investment Guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home or how to have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-GOLD.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Barack Obama ran an almost flawless campaign in 2008, concluding with his election as the 44th president and the first African-American to lead the United States. In early 2008, he spoke to supporters in Chicago.
The challenges we face will not be solved with one meeting in one night. It will not be resolved on even a super-duper Tuesday. Change will not come if we wait for some other person or if we wait for some other time. We are the ones we've been waiting for. We are the change that we seek.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.